Hey.
Words and talking.
Hey, welcome to the Clusterfuckapalooza 2014.
My name is Andy. Is that what it is? Are you sure?
No.
Because I thought it was.
Are you sure he's welcome?
I thought it was 2015 earlier today.
It's not, no.
No, it's 2014.
You have not drank enough. It is not another year yet.
I have, in fact, drank enough.
No. Probably.
My name is Andy.
Who am I?
God damn it.
Oh, sorry.
God. The problem when you get drunk, when you start drinking, is you want other people to answer all your fucking questions.
When I start drinking. Yeah. I'm Jeremy, Valiant 418, Unplayable Trash on the forums.
I'm Kieran fucking Bulger from somewhere that's not here. Yay. Woo!
Up north, right?
Yeah.
Up north.
From up north. Slightly to the east.
No, very slightly.
Just off the coast.
Yeah, it's right.
You drove down for the summer.
I drove down for the summer.
We are his vacation home.
Exactly, yeah.
That's right. I'm Trevor, and I'm on some other podcast I don't remember.
The new God of Legion.
I've become the God of Legion after some, like, 16 games or so.
Has it been that many?
No, actually, I just lied a little
bit.
When you are truly gifted, it takes no games.
It was true. I believe it was 13 total games. 14 total games I've played so far.
I think also healing the paraplegic this morning by rubbing Tagrosh on them might make you into a bit of a Legion god.
Like, well, he needed it.
I know. I don't blame you.
But, yeah, sometimes you have to give it out.
Miracles happen, you know.
Yeah. And I guess I'm JR from a podcast that isn't running right now.
That's true.
Nice.
I like it.
Yes, thank you, Kieran.
Yeah, thank you.
To be fair, that is the best part of your whole podcast.
It is, yeah.
It's down.
Pretty great.
The
prancy music that I dance away to the car, like sitting in traffic, going, yeah. Anyway. It's catchy. It's a lot better than those Aussie cunts.
It's good fun. It is pretty good, yeah.
It was a great choice.
I had nothing to do
with that.
How did
Where did it come from? Alex is a hipster.
Yeah, yes. We know that. Like,
where does he found it before it was cool?
It makes so much sense. My mind has been open to this.
Oh my God, we need to steal your opening music.
Yeah, we hear it a lot.
Because we stole it.
It is pretty amazing.
It actually has been stolen before.
What?
Yes.
They stole our segment, so we stole their music.
Nice.
I think it's fair.
Is your segment Dice Down?
What?
It's the only segment of theirs I know is Dice Down.
Oh, no. Was it combat solos or?
Yeah, it had something to do with solos.
They just basically lifted it straight from us.
Kind of. That makes sense. Yeah. All our material is stolen, mostly from Muse.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Wait, what?
Oh, sorry, the other way around.
Kind of rotating back towards that where they're stealing shit from you again.
Yeah, but what happened with that now? Because like, they were doing the lightning round with Zappies and Grumbles.
They had a lightning round one time, and we were like, what is the sound the lightning makes? Well, clearly, Zappity.
And
that was Andy's contribution, and we reminded him that lightning is, in fact, silent.
No, my contribution was Grumble.
Oh, sorry, Nathan? Yeah. Was it Nathan?
Nathan made Zappity.
And we informed him that he's an idiot. lightning is, in fact, silent.
This is physics.
Yes. Yeah,
and that there's an actual sound called Grumble, and the lightning round was born.
Yes.
And now we can't get rid of it. And it's an hour and a half.
The lightning round was stolen.
Of every podcast.
Now it's not
every podcast.
Now it's basically your podcast.
If you want, we can try and ruin it. Like, we ruined it for Muse.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Ruined. Oh,
no,
it's
we
been
can really ruin it.
They brought it back, and I was severely disappointed in you guys because you didn't ruin it enough.
We tried to be nice, and he'd do it again, and then we'd make it
nice.
Worse.
No. Don't be nice.
So do we have Zappity Grumble questions tonight? Or?
Oh, do we? Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
No, it's tweeted.
Oh, my God. Wait, Zappity Grumble last week. Let's let these guys participate.
Yeah, let's do it.
Last week.
Live Zap Grumble.
Oh, Andy, I'm disappointed in you.
So what are the rules for it? Do we just shout at them?
Wait. We have a guy from Ireland who wrote in, Kieran Bulger.
I rode in on my horse.
He had a question for us.
I did.
We already
with
established
a pen.
With a pen on the internet.
Wrote.
Was on the internet. Yes, of course.
On the internet. What was your question?
It really sucks to write it out.
When did I write this?
God damn it, JR, you try.
Do what? I have no idea what the fuck you're doing, Jerry.
We're awesome at improv.
Zappity Grumble round. One of you ask a question.
Okay,
asking
a question.
Okay, if you have just recently given up on Scorn and saw people playing Scorn really well today, what would you think of your life choice?
I would think that they were still playing a poor faction.
Really? So tell me, Trevor, how does Fist of Halak do against Harbinger, generally speaking?
Well, if you don't time yourself out, it does just fine.
You want to see, though, we were all kind of going through the bracketing, and we were trying to come up with the best one. I think it was Craig Conroy had done. Oh, sorry, no, it was Bryn Hulsock had done up his. This is what I wanted to be a
the
movie
Disney story.
Right, yeah, it was a Disney story.
It was you beating LCQ, and then you beating Jay, and then you beating JVM.
Yep.
And in the end, you winning. And I was like, no, we got to do this better.
No.
So it was you. The same thing was happening, but just before you got to the final, whoever you were playing, I think it was Brian White, was it?
Brian White. Yeah.
So he sweeps the leg, so you're out. But you get through automatically disqualified. We get someone to come in and heal you. And then we have Martin Hornacek coming up the other side. The final, you come back, you try to do the crane kick, it doesn't work, Hornacek beats you. But it ends there. But you're so beat up about it that you go back to Scorn. And then we come back with the second movie, which is Rocky 2.
Rocky
2. First time with Scorn, and you win that one. And now we've got a franchise. Admit it, it'll make money.
Honestly, a lot of those movies, like, they would have cut out the end of the LCQ.
No. That's the best part.
That's true. That's
the best part. Like, this guy can't lose. Then someone sweeps your leg, and then you lose, because we were combining both Karate Kid
and Rocky.
Yeah.
So
the two best combat movies.
Who's the Mr. Miyagi that comes in and massages my whatever?
It's Chili.
I can deal with that.
That makes sense. Chili would massage his whatever. That is 100% true. Andy, what are you doing over here?
So instead of, like, cleaning things, Chili's making him pour him drinks.
Yeah. Randy, something like that. Like, yeah.
That's
Asian style.
I don't know if you guys knew this. Round one, Kurt was drunk off of his ass.
No kidding.
And so he offered Brandon a bunch of gummy bears right before their game. So it was basically a drunk off in round one.
I'm okay with that. If you ever saw any of our games at the Irish Masters, it's just like...
Isn't that a requirement at the Irish Masters?
Unofficially, yes.
Unofficially.
So, unofficially at the Irish Masters, is it really about who is actually still standing at the end?
Pretty much.
It doesn't really matter who won.
So, the year... 2 years ago, I was on the last... Three years ago when... when the PP staff, Baldhead...
Baldhead?
Baldhead.
He's one of the original guys that wrote the...
Simon?
Wrote all the IKRPG stuff.
Jason Souls. It was Jason Souls, by the way.
Yeah, so Souls came over, and he was drinking with us. And I introduced him to... At the time, Game of Thrones Season 1 had just been aired.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that plays Joffrey is actually an Irish guy, and he lives in Dublin. And so he was actually
makes sense, because he's a cock.
Yeah, he was in that pub, and I was totally shit-faced. So I walk into the toilet... And I'm there using the urinal, and then suddenly King Joffrey comes in, and I lose the plot. And I'm screaming at him, "You can't, you get Ned Stark." And I'm going up to Jason, going, Jason, fucking Joffrey's inside having a piss, and he killed it. So he's sort of just looking at me, going, "Okay." But anyway, so me and Jason were the last up that night. The next year, it was, it was me and a few other guys, but Hornacek won it that year. And then the most recent year, the last person up was Yocker Rapp, and he won it the next day. He outdrank all of us, and he was up, like, fucking bright as a breeze kind of thing. Like, that's why he's the King of the Irish.
That is the King of the Irish. That's true. That's
he's a monster.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, we found Zappity Grumbles.
I found some Zappity Grumbles that we didn't answer from our TV episode.
Oh, God.
Zappity.
I'm so sorry. Grumble.
So the first question is, describe your faction as a kind of pie. As a kind of pie?
Legion is a meat pie.
What?
Convergence of Sires is an anal leak pie.
Is that really a thing?
Yes.
Where do they sell those?
Your mom's.
It's right outside the bar.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or, I'm sorry, the pubs?
Yeah, pubs. Yeah. This man, everyone listen. Nathan was up earlier, and he was talking about Father Ted, and it freaked the fuck out of me. It's awesome. That's how did people know that shit? It's weird. Anyway.
Zappity?
JR didn't answer. I mean, you're Legion.
I did. I said it was a rotten one.
Oh, a rotten pie?
A rotten pie?
Rotten pie. All right.
Crix is a rotten pie. That's true. Trevor, no answer?
Well, you already answered Legion.
Well, yeah. I did, but he could re-answer better.
That's
just like he plays
true.
It better.
Better pie?
I'm thinking like a rotten blueberry pie or something.
It's rotten as well.
Wow.
It's still rotten.
Jesus. Wow. Hardcore.
You get one last round one, and you're already off Legion. Jeez.
Hey, if you lose a game with Legion, it's clearly a shit faction.
It is. They don't have answers to.
They don't
have
answers to everything.
No, they totally do that. That's what Repulsion's for.
Yes. Zappity.
Grumble. There's really nothing else on here. Oh my god.
That was amazing. All the unanswered questions was one of my points.
God damn it,
so,
Andy.
So have you watched Jeremy's horrible Legion episode?
Why would he do that to himself?
No, I didn't. I listened to the Convergence one. I haven't listened to the Legion one.
I'm so sorry.
Which is the intelligent thing to do.
Yeah.
You should skip ahead like an hour and a half. And then watch it, because Nathan's
It does not take me that long to get drunk, but that's when Nathan joins.
Yeah. So, Nate, the funny story about that, Nathan was home watching the live stream of it, and he's like, oh, my God.
I need to be in this.
He was so angry, he drove over
to my house to help Jeremy.
That's true. Oh, my God.
And by help, he means get incredibly angry as I told him how awesome everything we had was and how we're not interested in playing it. So we go upstairs to start recording night, and he's like, Jeremy, Trevor is much better with Legion, which is true. And clearly, you just don't understand Legion. And so I asked him one simple question. How much infantry did Trevor play? And Nathan fucking lost his shit. I said, how many units were in his two lists?
Oh, my God.
None. Unplayable trash.
Why don't people play
our infantry
in Legion? Yeah,
because we have beasts that are better.
Their beasts are amazing.
Yeah, but their infantry.
Yeah, but their infantry
is
good.
Their infantry is really good. Yeah. But honestly, their beasts.
Here's the thing.
Outdo their infantry.
So here's the thing: if you play on a blank table with no terrain, our infantry is fantastic. We got swordsmen, we got legionnaires, we got raptors. But then you put terrain on the table, and you're
and
like,
then grotesques shine.
Yeah.
You assholes letting him talk about Legion.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He's already interacted with Nathan.
We want to know how Legion should be played.
So then you put any kind of terrain at all on the table, and you're like, I could play by rules where my speed is reduced or I can't see things.
You do realize what's going to happen now is the god of Legion here, Trevor, will bring infantry next year.
No, please. Trevor understands.
Please
Trevor
take
knows.
Him with you.
Trevor
take him with me.
No, you have to realize if you become the new god of Legion, then Jerry from Team Ireland will lose his appeal with JVM and just start sending you shit. He frightened the shit out of JVM last year.
Oh, my God. No, our beasts just don't care. They're just like, terrain? Terrain is for pussies. We don't believe in any of those rules.
Trevor, what's your middle name?
What's my middle name?
Wow. Getting
it is
serious.
K.
K?
K.
All right, so K-A-Y. K.
That's a respect to guy's name.
Well, no, I just want to make sure that we get the initials right from now on.
Yeah, it is a guy's name. That's my uncle's name.
So TKC is
TKC.
The new
TKC.
TKC.
TKC. So that is the new JVM.
TKC.
Yeah. It's clearly JVM plus one.
It's Epic JVM, really.
Epic JVM.
Epic JVM.
It's TKC.
Yeah. Actually, I was told that my initials were now LCQ.
That's not how you spell your name.
Sounds about right to me.
Someone said it stands for Legion Can't Quit. But.
That was an amazing run, by the way. It really was.
It really was.
I
called it.
So how'd you do against Jordan then?
Not well, but I think given if I had the opportunity to play that matchup a few more times, I could have made a much better run at it.
Yep.
So I might be treading down horrible territory here.
You are.
Were any of them Judicator cards?
Jordan didn't have his Judicator card.
No. Oh, don't even know. No.
Yeah, no, this pain knight has 52 hit points.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to respond to that question.
Scoop. So, how do you feel about Scoop Gate?
This feels like a safer topic.
I've never actually been qualified for someone else to have to scoop to them, so.
I'm just saying, if I were any good at the game, I would fully believe in two scoops of raisins.
Two scoops of raisins?
It's true.
Would that be how you started your breakfast every day?
Every morning.
So, all right. So, last week, Wednesday, just because of the ambience behind the whole Scoop Gate and everything.
Ambiance.
Yeah. Okay. I wanted to make a t-shirt that just had the Raisin Brand Sun. two scoops. And that fucker, Jeremy, talked me out of it.
Why?
That would have been brilliant.
It would have been an amazing t-shirt. Everyone would have loved it.
Especially considering the first thing that happened was Pagani and Tom Kwan scooped out of the Iron Gauntlet.
Because it wasn't quite like that.
Wasn't quite that bad. But my point is, I still wanted the shirt that had a picture of my face drunk and on the back said unplayable trash.
That will happen,
shirt.
I'd say.
It's a better shirt.
So did you get that one made then?
Sadly, no.
So you got nothing done.
Because Jeremy just has ideas and doesn't ever act on anything.
I am an idea man. That is what I do. I'm an idea man. That's what I do.
You should roll with all those ideas, single one of them.
All day.
Don't let anyone stop your creativity.
Brilliant.
Don't ever stop.
I'm laying on you.
We have a t-shirt coming down the line basically on the front of it says, I'm crippled. And then on the back says system.
Oh, my God.
That seems fine.
It says system.
That's
the biggest fan.
Yeah, okay. That seems a lot less a lot less offensive.
Yeah, I'm surprised you guys haven't come up with like a seriously offensive shirt.
Oh, we have.
Well, we have.
I mean, how come you haven't produced one?
Well, that's true.
We like to hide behind the veil that we're wholesome.
Really?
We try to lead so that I'm the only one that PB is actually
quite
mad
the
at.
Thin veil.
Listen,
very thin
listen,
veil.
I'm almost like the golden boy here when it comes to that sort of thing, and even I made a shirt that offended.
What was your shirt?
What was your shirt?
You guys didn't know about this?
No.
I probably shouldn't even talk about
it.
All right. So back when Convergence first came out.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, okay.
I made
where this is going.
I made a shirt. I had the art all done up. Nope. It was, in fact, the Kickstarter's still out there. You can see the art. But the Kickstarter was canceled because, well, we won't go into that.
Sure.
But anyway, on the front of the shirt, it had a Art Deco construct Sigmund Freud sitting there with a cigar. And it said, I think you have cock envy or something like that.
Oh, my God.
And it was... It was.
I think I've seen this.
I have seen this.
It was gorgeous.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Pretty clever. Like.
It was amazing. But anyway.
Obviously. That got shut down pretty quick.
Yeah, it got shut down, yeah.
That's weird to me.
Huh.
So tell
that
me
it seems
again.
Like that would be Jay's like favorite shirt.
So here's...
he is a fan of LeCount.
This is true. Yeah. I mean, he does love the cock.
Jay's a big fan of lots of cock.
Yeah.
Giant.
He talks about
giant
it all.
Cock,
he talks about it all the time on the podcast. He loves cock.
He loves cock. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm surprised we haven't seen his cock on the table.
We're rearranging his permutation servitors so he gets more power in his sprays.
Oh, okay. I know, Trevor. You were playing with his cock earlier this year.
I did take a run with his cock. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He tried his cock out. He didn't like the taste.
It didn't work out so great?
He didn't like the taste.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope.
You don't want to know.
Scoop?
Nathan, go away. You don't want to know.
Nathan, it's all about your favorite faction.
It is all about your favorite faction.
Clearly.
Big, giant cock.
Big cock, though.
Big cock.
Big cock.
Yeah. Feral cock. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
feral cock.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. So, but seriously, I'm going to go home. I'm going to sell all my Legion.
As you should.
I'm going to buy a bunch of Scorn so that when I lose.
You can fail for that.
When I lose, it's okay.
You got so many pre-made excuses. Yeah.
When you lose, you can blame your faction. Yep. You can say, Trevor told me so.
That's why. To be fair, that's why I own Rhett.
You're following in the footsteps of your lord.
My lord and savior.
Trevor Christensen. So, Jeremy.
Yes.
Are you going to follow up your Legion sewed with a Scornisode?
I should.
God, that is awesome.
You should do that.
And
you need to do a Scornisode.
Here's the thing with Scorn. All of their infantry. It's like unplayable trash.
Annihilators are fucked up.
I mean, no, they're terrible.
More Rhinodons.
More Rhinodons.
Honestly, I mean, I'm okay with lending away my spare bedroom for your
eight-hour
podcast. Yeah, well, like, no lie.
Oh, okay, yeah, a bit of context there.
When I record,
I don't mind you in my bed.
Yeah.
Recording
who
shit.
Who would?
Yeah.
You're a sexy man.
You know, the thing is, a six works much harder.
Okay, so for those of you, I brought the picture of the shirt.
Oh my God. Pass it around. Yes.
It says the diagnosis is cock envy.
Oh, my God.
Can you send me just a blank image of that?
I cannot. I'm sorry.
I've seen this. I saw the Kickstarter. I remember that.
Right.
That's amazing.
That's a shame that this can never go
that's
out.
That's amazing.
It cannot.
Like, it has to just exist in this.
Oh, my God, Andy.
Is it a copyright thing, or is it a...
Oh, it's not a copyright thing.
No.
Nope.
No, it's just...
I can't... He's going to scoop on that answer.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't really say much, but...
It's probably a taste.
Wait a minute. So, Andy, there used to be this game made by this company. We'll call them public tier newspaper. That they don't.
Oh, Jeremy, shut up.
Keep going. I'm unaware of this context.
Well, hold up. Where are you going, Trevor?
Wait, what?
I missed out.
I think we're moving.
I'm moving?
All right, Jeremy, let's go.
Let's do it. We're rocking it. I'm out.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
Thank God.
Hey, Andy.
Oh my
Katie,
God!
You need to put headphones
one.
On, though.
Uh oh. We got Senor Cunty, the potato monster.
Oh,
hi, Keith.
Keith, you went the wrong way.
Keith, fuck off.
Yeah, there's a method.
I like it better if you'd bring Jackie. Oh.
Me?
What, this guy?
He's already gone. Yes. Which one of you was the mover?
I don't know. I just moved.
Oh, well,
the mover or the
like
shaker.
As far as I know, we're up top.
Radio fan.
I assume that I shouldn't be on one podcast at any one time.
Well, apparently there's one mover that takes people with them. I don't know. Nathan made up the rules, so it's all bad.
I don't listen to Nathan. That's
clearly,
a general rule.
That's probably the safe bet.
It's like, Nathan's talking. I should move on with my life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe.
The DC's clearly used to this. I mean...
Yeah.
They do this now.
Introduce yourselves.
Like
shut up and introduce yourself.
I had for like 16 hours.
Oh, yeah. I bet it feels great.
I'm the man.
These
You're
are
the
nicer.
Man.
In they're terms of, they're very light.
I'm glad those are nicer
those
than your companies.
Ones, well, I mean, they're more noise-canceling, the ones we have, but they're so heavy. By the end, I'm like, oh, God.
You just gave me something tasty to drink.
Yeah, yes.
A lot of tasty drinks.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Salty.
Are we recording?
Yeah,
we're recorded.
Nothing
Do we
ever
need
stops.
To introduce the people who just joined.
You're supposed to introduce yourself. Obviously,
ourselves.
I'm Katie from Crippled System because I'm on a Crippled System podcast.
Yep.
Obviously,
this is the Crippled System podcast.
It wasn't
this is the combination of Overload Online and JR's cool episode. It doesn't involve Alex.
So I'm DC, Alex. And I'm just kind of joining
like
in.
JR, he has his headphones on his bill of his hat. Which is very wrong.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know. Well, my hat's like halfway up in the air. Whatever. I don't even care.
Fucking hipsters.
That's right.
Yep.
Alex is the fucking hipster. What are you talking about?
He was obviously too cool for this.
You're too cool for this.
No, I'm just sad enough.
Thank you. That's perfect.
I will fix my hat.
So, Kieran, we were talking about Convergence a moment ago.
Yes, we were. We were talking a lot about Convergence.
Yep. I have my phone.
Convergence is serious. It's a great topic.
It is. So who is this man sitting to my right now? I haven't met this guy before.
Who is what?
Who are you?
Me.
Who are you? Who are you? Introduce yourself.
Obviously, he's to your right.
I'm joining in randomly onto this podcast extravaganza.
Yep.
Yes.
It's Clusterfucking Palooza.
Yeah, that was actually the true name of it.
It is titled a thing.
I heard podcast extravaganza.
Ah, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah.
It's too fancy of a name for us. Katie, are you playing Candy Crush already?
No. I'm texting Jackie Keith. I explained to Keith earlier that his last name is indeed Keith, based on how he's recorded in my phone.
So now Jackie's name is Jackie Keith.
Jackie Keith?
Uh-huh.
So is Keith going to take Jackie's last name?
Well, no. Keith is Bestie Keith in my phone.
So apparently Keith's first name is now Bestie, so you need to just refer to him as that from now on.
Okay, well, I will fucking rip your throat out if you do.
DC, but if you guys get him on stream, can you put that up there?
On what?
Can it just if you get Keith on stream, can you just put his name up there as Bestie Keith?
I can give it a try. I don't know if they'll go for it, but I can certainly recommend it.
I mean, everyone will obviously get it because we're recording this podcast right now.
Yeah, they will listen. Yeah, and they will obviously.
I mean, everybody.
Everybody will know.
Who's anybody.
Everybody will know.
Will be listening to this podcast anyway.
That seems
fair. Our two fans, yes.
Yeah. Oh, everybody.
Well, yeah, we'll at least have we'll download it.
Yes.
Yes. Well, that's a guarantee. Like, the moment it goes up, he will download it.
Yeah. I bet T-Marg will also be willing to listen.
Sam?
Yes.
Sam loves our podcast.
Listen.
And Jeff.
All right, now Jackie's talking about whips. Just a second.
Wait.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
I don't know this person.
This is a vision into Keith's personal life.
As long
life,
as our podcast isn't getting in the way of your texting.
Oh, no, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Stop introducing or interrupting DC's podcast.
Yeah, clearly. Go ahead, DC. I'm waiting.
So DC, can you confirm the rumors that you're going to be in Ireland next year?
That I'm what?
You're going to be in Ireland next year for the WTC.
I could confirm them, but I would be wrong.
That's not a no. You heard it here first.
I know.
That's right. I would be very interested in seeing that event at some point, but
it seems like a good
when
time.
I'm able to make it out is kind of doubtful. It's quite a trip, and
it's not disappointing. That far. Not that far. We're very welcoming. We don't have tasty moonshine.
We need
no
to
tasty
have,
moonshine. No, we do have tasty whiskey.
Oh,
there's lots of that.
Not a big whiskey guy. What else you got?
We got Guinness.
Yeah.
It sounds like Guinness and whiskey. That's about it.
We got some beers. We got. There's a lot of craft beers in the last few years.
Oh man, you have beers?
Yes.
We don't make those here.
No, you don't. That's very true. You really don't.
You should come to
look,
Wisconsin.
Look what's beside me, Budweiser. Yeah.
Oh.
You should come to Wisconsin.
I don't wanna. Fuck that place.
I mean, fuck that place, but you should come if you want a beer. That's like where you go.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
All right, fine. We'll go to Ireland, whatever.
Yeah, making friends.
Let's go to Ireland. Yeah.
So we're done here then, right?
Yeah, we're done. All right, so we're signing out. All right. Thank you all for listening. My name is Andy. I'm signing out.
Zappity.
All right. Somebody tell me how to run this computer program thing that's recording us.
Randomly press buttons, twiddle with the knobs, watch the lights flick a bit.
Yeah, apparently if you twist knobs enough, we can be like in an opera hall or something.
Ooh, I want to be a robot.
Andy, make it work.
Are we going to go in an opera hall?
Yeah.
Too much. That is way too much opera hall.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the Crippled System
Podcast Extravaganza thing. All right, that was pretty awesome.
He's just going to cut off the podcast extravaganza, and that will be the intro from now on.
Yeah, that'll be our
welcome
intro.
Welcome to Crippled System.
Thank you very much, DC, for that bump. What else are you guys talking about here on your podcast?
On our podcast?
We had some interesting topics in the last segment. You guys must have some cool things going on, too.
Yeah.
They're all inappropriate. We're ours. Mm. Yeah, I see that seems to be a trend.
Oh, yeah, on our podcast, yeah, it's complete.
Well, no, I mean on all of these podcasts.
Oh,
yeah.
You have not been on Muse yet.
That will be.
Oh, you're not allowed to cuss on Muse. No. I learned that last year.
You can't do that.
Okay. Katie learned very quickly, and everyone, Jeremy definitely
learned.
I was going
to say, isn't that just where Jeremy went?
Yeah, he went over there.
No, so that podcast is now fucked. Yeah. Oh, he's with John?
He's with John's mom, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're toning down on their way there.
Mm. No. I've met my husband once or twice.
Nope.
I want to get onto Muse with him at the same time.
You do want to get onto them.
I do. Lance's going to love me.
To be truly honest, DC, I just wanted you to over here for that moonshine.
Yeah, it's a perfectly valid reason.
Yeah, DC is traveling with alcohol.
I was given a gift. It is a lovely bottle of moonshine, and I've been sharing it.
Apple pie
and it's
moonshine.
Almost gone already.
Yeah,
not much. It's not almost gone. It's like
it's even in a legitimate mason
there.
Jar.
That's not almost.
That's
two thirds gone.
If I pour
almost
another glass
like 90%.
For Andy, it's going to be like very nearly gone.
Stop sharing. There's an easy solution.
It's just not my way. I'm a
giver.
I don't
understand you. We're not friends.
You're no bestie. You're not
so,
bestie.
What we did before is our last podcast that we had, where we talked about television shows and such. We had some zappity grumbles that happened during then.
Okay.
We never answered them because we ran out of time. So we've
like
been going over the zappity grumble questions.
Oh, that's a good way to go.
He says questions. There's one.
Last time there was one.
Yeah. There was one before. I'm going to do one now.
Oh, okay.
Your favorite and least favorite British band solo artist.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Oh. That's not a TV show.
No, it's not a TV show at all.
Good job. Hey, gold star to you.
Yeah. And you're looking at me to answer? Yeah.
All right, I'll go first. Paul McCartney was a solo artist, technically, so I'm going to go with him.
Yeah. He was your favorite?
I don't know. This guy's doing a pretty good job. But you know what? He's Irish, so he doesn't count.
It's a frog song. Paul McCartney's Frog Song.
I don't know. You have to sing the whole thing. I don't know that I recognize it.
He's been singing a lot. I would
swim. Da, da. It's really shit. It's about a lot of frogs jumping around with fucking Rupert the Bear. But it's Paul McCartney, and he was huge in the 80s.
Oh, I've never heard of this Paul McCartney who would be huge in the 80s.
Well, I don't understand where you're going with it all.
Trying to do sarcasm again and failing.
No, this is a drunk Katie. That's the only way to explain what is happening here.
That's fine. Okay. Grand. Phew.
Hi, Andy.
Uh-huh. Zappity.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, Grumble.
And then we're done with that conversation.
Yes, that was just done. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway. Yeah.
That new... okay, now I'm going to ask a legitimate War Machine somewhat related question.
Wait,
okay.
What?
Yeah. The artwork for the cover of the new... Home or command, High Command expansion that has Convergence.
Yep.
Caster, is it?
Sure is.
What's it?
That is Eminent Configurator Orion.
Jesus.
Oh,
wow.
My God. Yeah. Sure, we'll just get
Convergence
easier names.
Names. Yeah, Eminent easier all the time.
Eminent okay. Configurator.
So yeah. he's a little eco.
He's what?
He's a little eco.
Nice.
Eminent.
No. Why do you guys have to shorten everything?
Yeah.
Because you named them so long.
The words are easy enough as it is. It's a transfinite emergence projector. Simple.
No, TEP. Yeah.
Tap, tap, tap. Reset the clock.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there anything
Orion
you can say about?
Well, I can say about him in High Command.
Yeah.
We pre-released him here at the show. We pre-released that expansion.
Sure.
It is the Engines of Destruction expansion for Faith and Fortune. It's got that new Warcaster in it, as well as ones for each of the other Faith and Fortune factions, a bunch of new cards for each of those factions.
There's
enables a great new pirate deck that's a whole lot of fun.
There's a Rulic
Battle Engine.
Yep,
also a great card. If you're making a Rulic deck, you'll definitely want to put in some of those.
Nice.
Excited. I'm very excited.
I'm glad to hear it.
Considering I'm a person that owns 3 Earthbreakers.
Nice.
Yes, this is true.
So there are no Earthbreakers in there. Not yet.
Not yet.
But maybe someday. Maybe we'll get them into eventually.
And is this something that could likely show up in the game at some stage, or is it just different ideas that you would put into the game that would be something that's represented in the IK?
Yeah, that's a good question, because it varies quite a bit. Some of what we've got going on in High Command is more of a variant than kind of a preview-ish sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like some of the epic casters, for example, if we needed to have an epic caster in High Command, they don't necessarily reflect exactly who they're going to be in War Machine in their next incarnation. Like the Gorton one's a really good example, like where he's very much a Laylee's helping mercenary sort of guy. That's not necessarily what the next version of Gorton will look like.
Yeah.
But the new models that you see in High Command very often are going to eventually be in War Machine.
Okay, cool.
Whether that's in a few months or a few years is up for debate.
Yeah.
But yeah, eventually a lot of those things that you see in there will show up on War Machine tables and in new War Machine books.
So is that confirmation Epic Ashland, right?
It's confirmation of transfinite ecumenical Orion.
Configurator Orion.
Egomaniacal Orion. Got it.
Ecumenical manipulator Orion.
Yeah. So he's a dice
fixer. Economical manipulator?
Ecumenical.
Oh, ecumenical.
Yeah. He's got like a big Vatican hat on him.
Like Father Lucan?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. His next epic is Pope Lucan.
So you guys are just making it tempting to make the next name as long and complex as possible.
We'll get it down to the shortest thing
possible. That's what I'm saying. You have to make sure it can't be pronounced if you try and make
it. True.
So it has to be like X, Q, or Z.
What cast are you playing?
Preeminent differential calculus.
Oh, hey,
seven.
That sounds good.
Seven. Yeah. I ran out of maths things.
It's a council of dudes.
Yeah. Seven. Yeah.
That sounds like a great new model.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
write that down.
Yeah.
He's a
battle engine caster.
A what? A Bogtrog.
Yeah, he's basically just a load of crystals and some gears.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It sounds about like a convergence caster.
I think that's a pretty good idea. Yeah.
All right, Andy's going for more moonshine already.
This is so I honestly do not feel a thing yet, and that's scary.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Andy! I feel like a lot of things.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but
how
long have you been
buying
brooch?
It was a gift. I have no idea.
but
it is.
People have been
tasty.
Drinking it like it's cider, and no one has
that
died.
That seems
yet.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
I think, did we just get another bottle?
We did get another bottle.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And you were concerned, DC.
Oh, I don't know whose bottle that one is.
It seems like it's yours now.
It's 100% full now. Went from a third to 100%.
That's perfect.
Hey, it's a magical mason jar. Yeah. It just continues to refill itself.
It's when you refill at the end of the turn, it's War Machine. You get all your focus back.
That seems like a way to do it. If we had alcohol that worked like a Warcaster, that seems good.
That would be a pretty dangerous game of War Machine if you lined up your focus like shot shots. Glasses.
Yeah,
you'd
yeah.
Have you seen the video of War Machine at the WCC?
This sounds like something that
exists. That wasn't just allocating, right? That was
that's a special spell. Pillars of Malt.
Right. Pillars of Malt. That's what it was.
That's
I like this guy. I just met him tonight. He seems pretty legit, by the way.
She's talking about DC.
No,
I'm not talking to DC. That's 100% false.
She's already told two podcasts she doesn't like me at all, so we're moving on.
He has terrible taste. He's like, I like terrible things.
Like what? Like, I'm actually curious now what qualifies as bad
this
taste.
This moonshine you keep stealing is something I like.
Well, I know, but you were like, chocolate milk's best with vodka, not Kahlua or Bailey's or anything. Right?
Chocolate milk and vodka.
That is not right? How that conversation
He's like, no, it's actually
went.
Pretty good. No, I like vodka a lot.
No, I'm not. Oh no, I'm not standing for that shit.
Thank you. I was like, I don't know, Kahlua, Bailey's, any of these things go better?
Kahlua with Bailey's. With
vodka.
Yeah, flavored vodka, though.
Tia Maria and Bailey's, or Tia Maria.
That's basically what I get. It's a blind Russian. So Kahlua, Bailey's, and vodka. And basically, alcohol mixed with more alcohol equals good times. Yeah. Like a Long Island iced tea. Yeah.
Well, right.
All the alcohols in that weird mixture that seems to work.
Splash Travis. Coke. Don't forget that. That's what makes it magical.
That's what makes it fine to drink. It's now healthy.
Travis Mark ended up having some Captain Morgan's Long Island iced tea. Holy cow, that was awesome. It was like straight from the bottle, Long Island iced tea.
Doesn't sound good at all.
That's what I was thinking, but I was like,
The premix is very. I like that one okay. There's a couple other ones out there, though,
where the word cream mix.
Got vodka, gin, rum, tequila, and triple sec. You just add some sour mix, a bit of Pepsi or Coke, good to go.
Here's a good one for you. We discovered this in college when we were trying to find the cheapest drink that we could put together and that would taste very nice.
What?
Obviously.
Why would you go for the most expensive? I don't understand.
Because we're not that classy. Not like you, honey.
What kind of college did you go to?
An Irish one.
It's obviously sarcasm. Thank you. Another example of bad taste.
Okay, here we go.
You're prissy as well as judgmental. Man.
Oh, my God.
Wow. But anyway, shut the fuck up. So what you do? You get Jägermeister, okay? You get equal amounts of Jägermeister to lime cordial. That's all you put into it. Tastes like cola balls. Like, it tastes really good. And
Jägermeister mixed with what?
Lime cordial, like lime juice.
Oh, but lime is terrible.
No, it mixes
what about
so
lemon?
Well. No. Not lemon doesn't work. Just lime.
Who thinks lime is terrible?
Okay, lime is terrible. That's a fact.
Try it. Next time you get a bottle of Jägermeister and lime, just mix it together.
Okay,
have you not actually sat down and talked with this woman for more than 10, 15 minutes at a time?
Well, for the past 10, 15 minutes, and I figure out that she basically is just a hater. Yeah.
She is the most evil person on their normal podcast.
Like, yeah, I've heard that.
People think it's Nathan. That is wrong.
No. People think it's a joke when they say I'm the worst.
We now know that's not a lie. Yeah.
Not at all.
Not at all. Yeah. This guy here makes awesome things.
I don't know
that
person.
He does indeed. For those who don't know, this is Explosivo we're talking about.
Explosivo? I've heard your cry from various people across the universe.
Really?
The universe.
Across the universe. All of them.
It truly carries.
Wait a minute. High five. Yay!
What is this? What are you guys doing?
Well, we're having
a game of High Command. It's a new expansion.
Gotta get in the mic.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Heyo.
Introduce yourself.
I am Explosivo, a.k.a. Chris.
Hi, Chris.
From War Machine Weekend.
Nobody cares about your real name.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's just a shameful, boring name.
So the important question is, have you tried equal parts Jägermeister to lime cordial?
No.
You should.
I don't know. No, I, Wait.
I'm really confused.
It sounds great. I'm so confused. Nine people are talking to me.
Nine? You can't even count.
All I know is I met this guy yesterday for the first time. He said, "Hey, are you Chris from Mechanica?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Hi, I'm from Ireland. Would you like some whiskey?" And then we hugged and
You're from
Canada? Wait, no. Did I say it was
Where did you get that? You didn't say that at all.
Wait, best part is no one can hear her.
Oh.
I have no internal monologue.
Mind at this point.
I'm confused by my own words at this point.
So, Chris,
you
say,
did nothing wrong.
My all-time favorite picture from War Machine Weekend is that one where you are so excited, like the camera can't contain you.
The blur. I don't know who took that picture. I really don't know what we were talking about.
No, I don't either.
Truthfully, but I was very ecstatic with one hand, and it was moving very fast. And I keep looking at that thing, and I'm like, what the crap are we... I don't even know. I don't think we've ever had that ecstatic of a conversation.
You are a high-energy sort of guy.
Am I?
This is very true.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit.
Who's moving?
Who's the plane?
I think DC's a mover, and I
can't
be volunteered.
Who are you taking with you, DC?
Oh.
Okay. Katie!
All right. Who's going?
What's going on?
JR's leaving. So we're in the moving phase right now. If you want to stay, Chris, you can.
Okay.
Well, actually...
I got to jump off, too.
Talk to you a bit.
Hello there.
All right, so it looks like we have Katie staying here. Kieran is leaving. It looks like we have Dan.
The Irish guy?
Yeah, Kieran's left.
But he was my favorite. I mean, you're so good, Mark Taylor.
Hi there.
Whose name I totally knew before tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Wow, we have pretty much a whole new fresh cast here. We have myself, Andy.
Mark Taylor from Road to War.
Dan from Cripple System.
Chris from War Machine Weekend. That no one cares about.
Katie Marie. Also, Dan is known by Skittles on the forums.
True.
That's a fact. But he doesn't like it when you call him Skittles. He told me.
Then why did you pick Skittles?
Yeah.
So that's actually a long story back from when I played 40K in Warhammer Fantasy.
Yeah.
At the time, I actually owned an army painted in every primary color. Because I have this problem where I collect everything.
Sure.
So it actually also started because I needed a new forum nickname because I was told, I don't remember what forum it was, that Emperor Cheney was too politically active.
Why?
They weren't actually sure, but they weren't sure if they had to ban me or give me a forum medal for a very creative use of satire. They weren't sure, so I'm like, I'll just pick something new.
That is an achievement.
So did you paint everything, or did you just like happen to acquire everything that was different colors?
Most of it was painted. That was right when I discovered the Army Painter colored primers. So
gotcha.
Oh, cool. Spray this, throw some wash, done.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So I watched an episode of Family Feud today. Very important. They were also all wearing primary colors, except for they're missing the orange for the rainbow colors.
Good story.
Shame on them.
That's a fact.
Zappity. All right. We didn't really have a topic that we were even talking about before.
I got lucky. Last year's tranny porn story came up on Road to War again right before I moved, so...
Yes.
Really? Seriously?
Yep.
Let's lead with that.
We could talk about Hollywood and his tranny porn.
Oh, God.
I mean, to be fair, which would you choose? Well, it depends, I guess, if I had a choice of how feminine said tranny looked.
What are we talking about?
Has it been...
That was my question, too.
All right. I will tell the story.
I would like to agree with that. What are we talking about?
I will tell the story again.
Yep.
So, last year, someone showed to Hollywood. I think it was Nathan, but I'm not sure.
It was probably
no,
Nathan.
No, Hollywood showed to Nathan.
Okay.
Yeah.
This picture of two people standing next to each other. One is a very hot woman who happens to have a very large cock. The other one is a very buff, tattooed biker guy who has a vagina.
Mm.
And then Hollywood's like, so, which would you rather fuck?
The vagina.
So, and Hollywood kept on going.
I love the fact that three people have refused to answer this question by the looks on their face.
It keeps going.
It's a very difficult question.
Yeah, and Hollywood kept on walking around going, I can't help it. I don't want to be gay, but I'd rather do the chick with the dick.
Right? No, I understand that it's semen.
I'm looking around to see if I can spot Hollywood so we can bring him on here.
Right.
I wish I knew what he looked like.
Hollywood?
Yeah.
He's like the buffest dude.
I don't know.
You probably met him.
He's pretty much the buffest dude.
Honestly, Hollywood is the biggest bro you'll ever know.
Yeah. Here's the problem is you go to these conventions, you meet so many people, and it's like, and they're like, we've met before, and then you feel like a dick.
Yeah, that's the truth of it. Like, yeah, I know that I think I've met you before, but...
your face is very familiar, but I don't know...
Right.
Yeah. I stood in the vendor line yesterday, like, next to Black the whole time. And, like, I've talked to him on forums. Like, it took me an hour. I was like, shit, that's who you are.
No,
yeah.
Because he didn't end everything with and stuff.
Yes.
And now that I think about it, you and I were, like, four people apart. I think.
Probably. Yes.
No, here's the thing. I played Resistance with Black last night. He is fucking terrible at the game. He was like, statistically. And it's like, no. Statistics don't matter when you're talking about the individual level. Number one. Number two, I'm fucking correct.
So was that the Resistance game that fucked over the next Resistance game because no one trusted each other anymore?
Probably.
Okay. That was a great one to watch.
My favorite Resistance moment ever was when you looked at Jeremy's card and called him Resistance when he was clearly a spy.
Well, I forget what people are called. Like, the Red or Resistance or Spy. I don't know.
She looked at his card and said, I told you guys he was fucking Resistance. No, he was a spy!
My favorite game, there was one mission that we sent three entirely loyal people on, and they still, like, somebody put in a failure card.
No, you can't.
Which you cannot actually
do.
I know you can't.
That's against the rules.
But we didn't realize it until after the game was done. But, like, we flipped over, like, what the fuck? Like, you were all loyal. And, like, yeah, one of us has to be a spy.
What?
Which made them all fail. Like, that lost the game for the Resistance. Oh, my God. It was terrible.
I figured the best one would be when Lewis told me that I wasn't that smart.
Chili!
What? Chili winners. What's going on?
What?
No. Chili. No. What?
Oh.
You guys keep on talking.
I'm trying to talk
to Chili for a second.
Coming here.
Okay. Chili is interrupting the whole
little
program.
Little sidebar here.
That guy. That guy.
Chili winners.
I'm working on it. I got Chili winners out looking for Hollywood for us.
Whenever there's a Taylor Swift video, Chili winners and I are always very good to post that on our Facebooks. Don't you be alarmed. The podcast will lose the
station. There he is.
Hollywood has been paged.
So speaking of Taylor Swift, I can talk about the awful mix I made for Nathan on the way down this year.
Oh my God.
Oh, the look on his face was so priceless.
He was so happy. Because you, like, didn't get my voice to be like, Taylor Hoffman, Nathan Hoffman, we love
this
you.
This I'm excited for.
So, I don't know if you guys know Nathan Hoffman. You know.
The Hoff?
The Hoff.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
But that was a purchase from Mechanica that he did. He put it on his inserts, the Hoff, and I was like, what is this? No. So... Yeah, he put it on there.
As the Hoff.
So.
Good to know. I like you now. Before, indifference. Now, I have ammo, thanks to you.
There you go.
All right. So, we started out with some easy stuff. I found, the P. Diddy song that samples Led Zeppelin. For the double hit of being annoying, long as hell, and Led Zeppelin, which he hates.
Right.
Well, and he doesn't like repeating.
Pretty much the worst Led Zeppelin song ever, Kashmir.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. True.
Then I found an Ice-T song that repeated the word color 175 times.
Oh, colors?
Yeah.
I don't think I do, but I will now.
Then we busted out Shake It Off, which he had apparently never heard.
What?
Which I was really confused about, because when Katie had posted a video of it, he liked it immediately.
Really?
Yeah.
What? I posted a video what?
Shake It Off. And Nathan liked it, but didn't recognize it. Then we busted out some good old Nicki Minaj, which just made him cry because I also pointed out that was record one and she's now on record three.
Oh, that's painful.
Yep. Some Chumbawamba, some Britney Spears, a Hilary Duff song.
Nice.
We're getting better.
Black Eyed Peas, I'm a Bee.
How did he make it to this entire playlist? Or?
Barely.
He's here now, so... Yeah.
Were you just, like, skipping tracks?
No.
You can't skip tracks.
New.
James Blunt. My personal favorite, a one-minute techno remix of Sheldon saying Bazinga multiple times.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yep.
All the way through, huh?
Yeah.
It was only a minute and a half, which is probably the only reason I was able to survive.
Well,
he wanted to strangle me. And then a nice three hit at the end of Rumor Has It by Adele, Say by John Mayer, and then the Escape song.
Oh, the Pina Colada song. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing. When I first met Dan, I was like, you like to be called Skittles, right? And he was like, no, I fucking hate Skittles. And so I was like, oh, this guy's terrible. No, he's fucking awesome.
So Nathan, tell everyone your reaction to the mix.
So Skittles was very happy when I admitted that it was worse than the previous year. He felt a sense of triumph and joy.
This is 2 years.
2 years running. I'm sure it's going to be an annual tradition now. Like, they've latched onto my hatred of repetitive songs. They keep making mixtapes of just fucking terrible music. And then he capped it off. He got a wrathful, oh, fuck you, at the top of my lungs because the final song on that mixtape was the goddamn Pina Colada song, which I hate with a burning passion. Red Hot Songs.
The best part was we were listening to that song in Brian's car.
Yeah, because you guys were listening to the Galaxy of Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, and I knew that, and then the Pina Colada song came out. I'm like, there's a very real chance this song is playing in both cars, and one of the cars is enjoying it.
Hey, we passed you guys, and then you were like, oh, you're our rabbit, and then we never saw you again. What
that's because Brian was driving approximately 9,000 miles an hour.
It was 90, and that's acceptable.
If you're going triple digits, you're going a little over the speed limit.
He never got triple digits. I was watching, semi-watching.
99 is still safe.
90 in a 65 gets you in trouble.
Are you behind somebody else who's going 90?
We were.
Then, yeah, you're fine. The real question is, how can you hate Chumbawamba?
And which one is that one?
I get knocked down. I get up again.
Yeah, so Nathan, how can you hate that song?
Oh, my fucking God. Write some lyrics. Like, is it that hard to write some goddamn lyrics?
If clearly.
The truth is, if you've got a solid 3,
they wrote enough
run
lyrics.
With it.
Oh, my God.
Like him. Oh, my God. Where have you been all my life?
It's like, I'll be listening to
I'm
like,
playing devil's advocate
it's
here.
It's a nice song, but it could use a hook. Also, Nicki Minaj's stupid hoe is a travesty against humankind. Like,
what
the race deserves.
How did it go? I've never heard this song.
It goes terribly. She goes, stupid hoe. But, like, she can't sing. She's like, stupid hoe.
Well,
it's like, how
rants,
does she have a fucking record
she?
Contract? She's not even that hot. Like, she's not super hot.
Correct.
And she can't sing. So
hey,
where did the record contract come from?
As somebody who was short and used to be skinny, I understand that men like that. It's just a thing. It doesn't matter what your face looks like.
She's not
short and skinny. She's short.
Like, if she just runs forward with her mouth open, by default, she gives a blowjob. Like,
yes.
She's that short.
Yes.
Wow.
She's just not that fucking attractive. And the music's terrible.
Is it?
And the goddamn Pina Colada song. Fuck you, Pina Colada song. Oh, my God. Oh, you know, our relationship's not going well. Oh, but I just found out that you like to fuck random people you meet through a personals ad. I
just
also
like
to fuck random people I meet in a personals ad. Isn't that romantic? Let's be in love again.
Jeremy told me, he said...
Ta-da.
I know. Jeremy was like, oh, man, so this is an acceptable thing. I was like, it sure as fuck is. You fuck someone and see how many people I fuck.
Okay,
so you let me know.
Okay,
Do you ever watch musicals or like go to musicals?
I am a big theater geek.
Okay, so Sondheim's Do I Hear a Waltz?
Yeah.
Fucking terrible. I hate that musical. It's basically that, but a musical.
I haven't seen that one.
I hate Sondheim.
I'm a huge Gilbert and Sullivan guy. Sondheim, I'm not the biggest guy. Obviously,
he
West Side Story
way
is
overrated.
West Side Story is West Side Story.
Of course.
I love Sweeney Todd.
That's fair.
But apart from that, yeah, way
Into
overrated.
The Woods is way overrated.
Into the Woods way overrated, and the movie version of Into the Woods looks terrible.
Looks
yes,
awful.
Katie. Yes, Katie.
I saw Big Fish in a musical. It was fun. I made Brian go. It was great.
Big Fish is a great movie. I haven't seen the musical, but it's a great movie.
There's a musical of Big Fish?
There's a musical of Big Fish. It's okay, but the fact that it made Brian go and made him stay up past his bedtime was amazing.
Yeah, well, his bedtime's 4 in the afternoon, so it's not a big deal to make him stay up past his bedtime.
It's kind of a big deal.
Have you seen the Shrek musical?
Here's the other thing.
I've seen pictures of the costume. And I had nightmares.
It's not terrible.
When we made him go stay up past his bedtime, we saw a tire, like, on the highway just, like, bouncing the fuck, and it just, like... rammed somebody's car. It was fucking amazing. I've never seen anything like it in my entire life.
Did it like come off of a vehicle, or was just a wrathful tire demon just roaming the highway attacking cars?
I don't know. It was just,
I think
like,
that's a Japanese Oni, actually. Like, yeah. Like the weird like wheel demon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask Jeremy about it.
It was what's the name of the tire in Rubber? Isn't it like Steven or something?
Styrene?
Have you not seen Rubber?
Oh, the movie Rubber.
The movie Rubber.
No, I have not.
The tire. You have not. Do you know the movie Rubber?
I know the movie Rubber.
For those who don't, it's about a telekinetic tire that goes around murdering people, and it's got its name is like Roger or Steve.
The movie poster looks fantastic.
His name is Bill.
It's literally that.
Bill the Rubber.
And the movie's amazing.
It knows how dumb it is, right?
Well, it's fucking surreal. Like, the movie opens up with a bunch of random people walking through a desert, and then they all just, like, sit down, and they watch the distance, and then somehow they're watching the movie that we now watch, but they're in the desert just watching the horizon and seeing the movie. It's this fucking Dada-esque.
So naturally, it's encouraging to do, like, a hit of acid before you start watching the movie.
If you watch Rubber High, it has got to be one of the most enjoyable experiences in the world.
Have you ever seen the movie Dead Girl?
Yes.
That's a terrible movie.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's just about a bunch of guys who find a zombie girl and think she'll be a great sex toy.
And then they stab her and then fuck her in the stab hole. Oh, yeah.
Ta-da.
She can't actually die, but she's chained down to a gurney. So they just kind of like stab her a bit and then have sex with the knife holes. And then eventually she gets out, and it's just terrible.
And you guys have
terrible.
Both seen this movie?
A friend of mine actually brought a girl there to see this movie on their first date, not knowing what the movie actually was. Surprise, there was no second date. Oh, it was a bad choice.
Was that person you?
No, it was not.
Sure.
I'm positive.
All right.
I watched it once on Netflix, and I was like, why did I do this? It was a terrible choice.
I didn't see it, but Raylene watched it. I walked in on Raylene watching it once because she watches terrible horror movies on Netflix. That's her thing, is just watching horror movies on Netflix. I came in, I'm like, what are you watching? She's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, Andy has finished peeing, so I'm done now.
Oh, man, doesn't it feel good?
Oh, wait, Andy decided he's not going to talk anymore.
He feels great. Creepily watch us drink his whiskey.
Peeing when you need to pee is one of the most enjoyable feelings in the world.
Okay, okay.
I really had to pee one time coming to War Machine Night, and I got to War Machine Night, and I just ran past everyone and peed, and then I came out and I said, guys, I just timed it, and I had a stream for 2 minutes and 17 seconds.
That's an unhealthy level of urine.
I had to pee. Like, think of the most you've ever had to pee. I had to pee that going into the two-hour-long movie that I watched.
Hey, Nathan, do you have an A and a B button?
A what button?
An A and a B button.
No.
An A button is like, I'm just peeing, and a B button is like, I'm peeing really fast.
What?
Like a Nintendo. You, like, press the B button, and you need to go fast.
Gotcha.
So, like force Mario the reference? Stream kind of thing? Like, okay.
Never cross the streams.
Never. Well, okay.
You ever had to pee so much, and then you don't pee, and your body's like, well, I guess this isn't happening, and so you don't
I'll be
need
fine
to pee
for
anymore.
A while. Yeah.
You don't need to pee anymore, and then a half hour later, like, it comes back, and you're like, oh,
revenge
my God.
Of the piss. Here we go.
Revenge pee.
Yeah, it hurts.
It's just not pleasant at that point. You just have to go there like and just let it happen. Just let it wash over you. Just let it happen.
Katie.
No, I am. This is awesome.
Katie.
Unfortunately, I'm the worst guy to take a road trip with because...
You like Chumbawamba?
I'm the 30-minute I-have-to-go-pee guy.
Andy.
I'm that guy.
Oh, my God.
That's Andy.
And you know what? You know
every
what?
30 minutes.
Screw all of you. Because the truth is that we don't
have... bladders.
Quiet. We don't... have small bladders. We have very healthy kidneys. So fuck y'all. All
right, no.
That's
no,
how
I
this works.
I would ask
we were
a question.
Spreading Andy. We're like, there's a toilet on the side of the road. We're gonna pull over. You're gonna go pee there. And he's like, no, I don't want to. I want to pee in the real toilet.
Wait a second. Like
pee in a real toilet. What does it need to like cordially greet you?
Somebody with hot towels in the end. Yes. Have you seen the episode of Bob's Burgers?
No.
I want a toilet that talks to me.
Toilet.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Katie, as a woman, is it just awkward in general to pee? Because you can't aim it and, like, you have no, like, you know, I get to hold my penis and I know where the pee's going. As a woman, you
yeah,
never
but you don't
no,
have,
no, no,
okay.
You have that option.
They make devices. I would like to take this one
right,
as
go.
A dude. do you have this problem pooping? No. So you just sit down and you do your stuff. I can't imagine it's any different. Like,
number
do you
one,
have a problem like aiming your shit stream?
You don't know how I poop. Number one.
This is true.
All right, number one.
I hold my penis while I poop.
Well, when don't you hold your penis? That's
so,
right.
So basically, you never got past the age of three. You always got a hold on it.
Congratulations, you figured the code.
Wait, when you were three, you had to hold on to your penis while you pooped?
So you're just sitting down, you got both hands in between your legs.
Hush! Otherwise, it might go away.
You're like, you're looking from side to side, making sure the penis snatcher doesn't come sneak up on you while you're pooping. And he's going to steal your penis while you're pooping?
I thought the toilet would eat my penis.
Dude, poop stalking scared the shit out of me.
The penis snatcher?
What's a penis snatcher?
Is that like
have you heard the song Detachable Penis?
It's basically... It's for all those
wait, so
kids
like
that are like, they're
penis,
always
you
like...
You don't like Chumbawamba.
Because detachable penis isn't repetitive as shit.
It's
here's
a spoken word for like
wait
4 minutes.
And a spoken word's good. I hate repetitive songs. Come up with more lyrics.
All right, shut up about this
song.
Because we've covered this subject before. Here's the thing. Honestly and truly, I will admit that when I have to pee really bad, it's like an extra 2 seconds to pull down my pants and sit. And at those moments, I'm like, man, God, I wish I had a penis because I'd already be peeing if I did.
I leave this. So what the fuck? I leave this and immediately gets to peeing conversation?
Well, you had to pee, so we naturally went onto that topic.
Right.
The Hoff
that's
has to go
correct.
Pee.
We joined
Hoff
you in spirit.
Has to go pee. He doesn't believe me that I told him that's his name now.
The Hoff?
Oh. Later, guys. I guess I'm leaving.
All right.
Coming to me. You get to stay here.
Oh.
Hi, you have to stay with us.
I guess I'm not leaving. That's
you're
fine by me.
Leaving.
I'm happy here.
We'll see.
Good crowd. Excellent.
Because here's the thing. If I had a penis, I'd be peeing a second earlier than I am.
See,
today.
You have the option. They make peripherals.
Wait.
There's no preferences.
Wait,
there's
we
no
can't have Trevor
toilet.
Back here. I'm back.
Hey, so
and it's because of Kieran Bulger.
What's going on, guys?
That's the Irishman.
That's right. He stole my spot, which caused me to actually get back into that group there, which put me here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That way
you
don't have
to
yell at us.
That's terrible.
No, I don't care. He's the one that said I'm back. Andy's the one that was worried about me being back on here.
I don't know who you are.
We were just talking about peeing for some odd reason. I have no idea why. I went and take a piss. I took a piss.
I think it's Trevor.
I came back.
Oh, that's Trevor.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Trevor. I'm back.
Trevor told me about you. He's like, he's a Legion of Fun. He makes me feel terrible about myself.
Oh, my God. yes, that did happen, I guess.
I watched you lose to Knock. I was very disappointed in you.
That's fair.
Okay.
I have nothing more to say about that.
Yeah. All right.
So I have to be honest. Out of all of the podcasts that are here, the only one that I'm excited to be on, including my own, is this one. Like, it's pretty cool. I didn't really ever listen to a whole lot of War Machine podcasts. By the way, I'm
hey,
John from
neither.
Your Turn Go.
Yeah.
And by never, I mean I still don't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're not a War Machine podcast. You can listen to us.
Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah, they're a board game podcast.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's fantastic.
I love you. I don't know. I probably
well,
won't
we're,
listen anyway.
Yeah, we're, you know, we're all right.
I need booze.
What's going on?
Have some Red Label.
Oh, all right. Good deal. I can be closer to that.
Just hand him a coffee, get some booze.
All right. Sounds good. No, it's cool. So I didn't listen to a lot of the War Machine stuff, mainly because I don't play a lot of War Machine anymore. Like, I love the community, and I do a bunch of other stuff at Privateer, but I don't get a chance to play a lot of War Machine. But you guys talk about other stuff. Like, the XCOM episode was amazing.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
See, XCOM was a great game, and then I made the unfortunate decision to grind for like 3 hours before actually building that.
This is coming.
Like,
yay!
Whatever that thing is, like the psionic, whatever.
Oh,
it is.
I don't know. I don't play video
whatever.
Games.
Whatever. Like,
so, but it was super entertaining. Like, I am so bad at computers and video games, but I
so
thought
minute,
that episode was amazing.
I'm interested in you now that I know that you talk about board games. What kind of board games do you regularly play, or what is the most recent one that you played and you would like to talk about?
So I'm a huge fan of Splendor right now. Like,
oh my
Splendor
God.
Is
I heard
really good things
Splendor
about it.
Today.
Yeah, absolutely. Splendor is fantastic. I think it could have been a $20 board game.
I don't think
But I think that if they had made it a $20 board game, no one would have bought it, and it wouldn't be as nice. Like, yeah. I love the tactile feel of it. I love the big tokens in your hand. Like, when you hear people chinking their chips and all that stuff, it really is, it really stands up.
I think the fact that you think it's a $20 board game means you're bad at Slender. I mean, it's...
Wow. That's rough. I was warned. I was warned about that.
Throwing that one out
there. That's pretty rough.
Well, here's the thing. Splendor is all about knowing the market value of something when it comes up. And I played it, Brian won once, I won once. We played it with the captain, Mr. Keith Hooks. And it's all about knowing what something is worth at the time that it comes on the table, including reserving it so that you can only get so many
Absolutely.
Resources. And I think that by admitting that you think that at $20 it wouldn't have sold, but you wanted it to be worth $20, you're saying,
I'm saying that
too much for something.
I don't think that I don't think it would have sold very well at $20.
You wanted it to be $20.
No. I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong impression. I think it's a $20 board game. I think that it is easily sellable at the price point where it's at, like $39. But if they had made the box smaller, people wouldn't have bought it. If they had made the game cheaper, like with, you know, cardboard tokens or, you know, just even cards, because they could have made it just a card game.
So it's a $40 board game.
It absolutely is a $40 board game.
Oh, well, wow. I didn't know that.
How much is it actually?
It's $40.
$40.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, that's not bad.
I think that it's a $20 board game. I think that it's a fun party game.
How does it differ from, like, Wealth of Nations, for example? Like, the concept sounds kind of similar. Like, having never played Splendor.
Splendor is a lot more casual. So the dynamic of it is very, very different if you are playing two people or if you're playing three or four people. Splendor is
a two-person game. Let's start there.
As a two-person game, it's fantastic for me because I like quiet games. I love sitting down, looking across the table at my opponent, watching what they do, then taking my turn.
And saying, I don't want to fucking talk to you.
Pretty much. I will play Escape or some shit like that. I'll be so hyped up. And then I just want to take a moment and be like, okay, cool. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to do my thing. You know, I'm going to try and beat you. But it's just on me.
Sure.
So I love that about Splendor because it can be kind of quiet. As a four-person game, you seriously have to watch to make sure people don't fuck you. And it becomes this kind of undertones of a kind of cutthroat. Like, it's this very, very quiet cutthroat kind of thing where you know the person across the table knows what you're trying to do.
Sure.
And you know they're trying to fuck you. So you have to figure out a way to get past them fucking you and fuck them. So I love that as a little bit more of a strategic kind of game.
Yeah, you have to have a couple. I will say what I found is you have to have a couple of multiple strategies.
Absolutely.
Going. So it's like, you know, you get bonuses if you collect a lord, and you have to have so many resources in a collected lord. So you have to look at it and say, well, you know what? Some lords can have multiple resources.
Absolutely.
I'm going to do those common ones, and then based on what other people are doing to fuck me, I'm going to get
the one
I can.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you have to be very flexible in this game. And that's part of being a quick game.
Mm-hmm. I really, really love it. I played a game a little while back called 8-Minute Empire.
Okay.
So I'm not like a 45-minute to 4-hour gamer. I love
Scarlet Imperium. Probably Imperium isn't quite for you.
That's quite a range.
Like, I love... Yeah, turns out there's a huge chunk of games that the other people in our podcast love, and I am... tired of.
Have any other game DeMocker? Except for like Twilight.
I'm sorry?
Have you played DeMocker?
DeMocker?
Yeah.
DieMocker.
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 It's a German game of it's a political, you have to get voted in essentially. Yeah. It's a campaign system.
Yeah,
you,
nice.
It is the most boring basis for a game ever, but it is such a great game. It just takes 6 hours.
Oh, well,
it just
that's
who you're playing,
not a
because
thing.
If you play like Diplomacy, if you have people like Nathan, then.
Fuck Diplomacy. That game's terrible.
Well,
no, that
saying.
Game's amazing.
Yeah, no.
All of your friends.
Like, here's the thing is you have people like Nathan who are like all about Diplomacy, and then you have people like Nathan Newbie. Who's a fucking moron is like, oh, I believe Nathan. Nathan's awesome.
So you guys
always fucking lying.
Have you guys played Cosmic Encounter?
Yes.
No.
So you guys need to play Cosmic Encounter. If diplomacy makes you guys want to kill each other,
it's worse.
Oh God, you should.
Play. So the most annoying.
Ever played Nothing Personal.
Absolutely.
It is so good.
So I like Cash and Guns more than I like Nothing Personal, though.
Okay.
So Cash and Guns to me is a little bit lighter, a little bit more fun. I love that the new version of Cash and Guns has black guns rather than orange guns. Just because when you're like,
what does that mean?
Like the cardboard, the styrofoam cutouts that they have inside. In the original one, it was they were just bright orange, and it didn't really feel like you were shooting at your friends. You're just pointing a piece
of
orange.
You want to shoot your friends?
Yeah. So you're pointing an orange piece of styrofoam at your friends. But this one is—it's pretty cool. I love that kind of betrayal, backstab kind of stuff. So.
Well, what I will say about Nothing Personal is two things. One, the last time we played it was at War Machine Weekend. It completely ruined the game for us because the people were playing co-op and not like co-op where they're like, I'm going to co-op with you and then stab you in the fucking back, just like co-op, which ruins the game.
Yes.
And two, you will hate everyone around you at the end of the game. It is fantastic.
Another one that I really, really love is we play Ladies and Gentlemen quite a bit.
In my room.
So we always swap gender roles.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. So, like, I'm sitting there going, oh, no, you don't understand. I need this dress. I need this dress. I need it. I need it. And she's sitting there like, well, we just can't afford that right now. It's amazing to me.
Well, here's the thing. When I played it, the males of our group who switched genders, they couldn't understand that a dress was just a dress. They needed, like, a symbol that was constantly a dress. Did you guys have that same problem or no?
I don't know. Like, not really. I don't know. I think we all just kind of, fell into it. Like, okay. it was fantastic.
We had a little bit of a gender role swap where, like, people, like, men didn't understand. Like, there was one that was, like, a necklace, and it was a three-tier necklace, but it was clearly a necklace.
Yeah.
And you're like, I just don't understand what this is.
Oh, that's, I don't know. I guess I'm admitting to be a little too feminine there, I guess. I don't know. I'm just like, yeah, no, I need that. You don't understand. That's the thing I have to have.
This is the prettiest dress here. I don't understand.
Have you played Terra Mystica?
Terra Mystica is too much for me.
Okay.
I love those kinds of games.
In what way is it too much?
It's just too long for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. At least I'm not Jeff. Like, Jeff is fucking ADD. Like, super ADD. I just get bored easy.
That's fair.
I love those games in concept. I love kind of looking at them and understanding how they work. I don't know. I love board games, and I love board game theory.
Here's the thing with Terra Mystica specifically, is if you are playing with a bunch of people who know what they're doing, it's actually a pretty quick game. If you're playing with somebody who is new, they think about it, and obviously, and that makes sense,
absolutely.
But it slows the game down quite a bit.
Well, and it's games like the Firefly game that they came out with, where they made the mistake of the demo game for it, like the starter game that you're supposed to... Like, this is the game, this is what you're supposed to play as the first time you play it. It's like the worst, longest, most boring thing ever.
Well, it's like you want to get every piece of the game that you're going to have to understand into this one mission. It's like you don't have to understand
it's
the entire
miserable.
Game to play a mission. That's not...
You shouldn't even have that. You should have a mission where you learn one concept, and the next mission should add an
additional
concept.
Well, that's exactly it. And so that's what they came back eventually and did. They put it out online. They got some... You know, support for that, where you can go on their website and pick up, you know, these missions that are not that first mission.
And so the other day, Brian Carnage for You told me, he was like, you like simpler games. And I was really offended. I was like, fuck you, Brian.
So you're a simpleton.
And what I figured out is, like, every time we play War Machine Weekend, why I love meeting new people, he's explaining a game each time to a new person. And it's like a half an hour of sitting there waiting. And then it adds like a half an hour to the game of them thinking about their turn because it's their first time, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yes, I hate these complicated games that we want to play because you're talking to people who don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because it's their first time.
Yeah.
And it's like, I see what you're saying, but still, fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, so I'm always the first to admit when people are like, well, what do you like? Well, I love simple games. And people are like, oh, well, I play Twilight Struggle. And I'm like, well, congratulations. I played 8 games in the time that you played a half of your game.
Yeah.
So, to me, I'm totally okay.
I have to ask you, do you like simple games or do you like short games? Because they can be different.
Yeah, I like short games. That is a much better...
Do you like games where it's a limited time between your turn and the next turn? because there's a difference. Because I can play a two-hour game if there's only a minute between when I make my
and
my
see,
plays.
That's that is entirely
you constant engagement,
so,
basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if you're looking at games like, I know Stu hates it, but I'm a huge fan of Cryptozoic's new engine that they have on their deck builders. It's the Cerberus engine that they use on their deck builders, like DC Deck Builder and The Hobbit. And all. They're all so quick that you may only have 2 minutes or 3 minutes between each turn, but you're still you're spending all that time trying to figure out what the hell you're going to do.
Right.
So you're still engaged.
One of my favorite games of all time is Race for the Galaxy.
Absolutely.
Oh. Yeah, because you're always constantly engaged. It's a short game. It's
Wait a
complicated.
Minute. I'm going to interrupt you for a minute, because the way you said, oh, you're like my in love with the my, game.
Well, Sorry. I was, and then I got every expansion and made one giant deck, and then that game became terrible. Because then you're like, I really need the six cost like yellow card, otherwise I'm fucked. And then you never get it because your deck is 600 cards deep.
No, you can't play with all the expansions.
I almost always encourage people to play to not mix decks.
And that's fair. Like that's probably how that game should actually be played.
Well, that's one of those things where I, working at a store.
So go ahead and explain it.
Yeah.
Let's explain.
The
game itself. Oh, I mean, you all play constantly. You each round you play a role, and then that role is executed for everybody. But the person who plays the role gets an additional benefit.
Correct.
Yeah.
So and you go through the turn. So if I play, say, settle, I get to settle a planet, but I get an additional card when I do. Everyone else also gets to settle a planet. It's all a card game. So everything gets placed in what's called the tableau, which is cards out in front of you, and you're trying to get to the most victory points. There are multiple. The thing is, you can't play just the base game.
Correct.
Okay, because the problem with that is that there's only one path to victory. And it's basically getting three different types of resources and using that market. I can't think of what it's called. Anyway, there's one card where you can turn in three different types of resources and get massive cards and victory points and continue. So you really have to have at least the first expansion, which makes military a much more viable solution.
Yeah.
And you can pursue both. If you go beyond that, it starts making it...
It's kind of like the Puerto Rico effect. They talk about once you know how to win Puerto Rico,
you know how to win Puerto Rico.
Right, and and once you add, I would say maybe even the first two expansions, you have to stop there.
Yeah,
but I would agree with that.
The first two expansions of Race for the Galaxy make it a really amazing game. There's actually a video game version of it that you can play solo or play online.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there an iPad version?
No, not that I know of. But there's one
like
for the computer.
Flash game or like... Actually, for
I don't know. There might be.
No, it's free.
Okay.
It's available online. I'll be honest. I don't know if it's still available or not. I downloaded it forever ago, and I'll go downstairs on my computer and be like, oh, I want to play Race for the Galaxy. And when you're playing against the computer, you can play an entire game in about 4 or 5 minutes. Like, from start to end, because the only person who's making decisions is you. And the computer's, like, super quick, and you go through a whole game. I'll sit there, and I'll play, like, 50, 60 games in a night, and then I'll be like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah.
I will say the computer has ruined me for a lot of games. Like, Small World, like,
So we talked about this on our very first episode. We talked about the difference between playing physically and playing, like, on your iPad or whatever, on these downloads. Man, there are some games that there's no fucking reason to buy. Like, that. Hey, that's my fish. You should never buy. Like, I work at a store. And I'll tell you, you should never buy it in a store.
It's available because online.
It's
to play.
Available online for $5. And it takes you, in real life, it takes you longer to set up the game than it does to play the game. On the iPad, boom, it's done. You're there. You're ready to play.
You don't even have to pay $5. Well, there are multiple websites you can play it at.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to play with other people on those.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a whole new... Because we play Lords of Waterdeep quite a bit online.
Yeah.
And then we played it tonight in person, and it's quite a bit different because there's a huge diplomacy
aspect
of the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just forget about it. And so, like, my husband comes on to me, like, oh, I'm in last place. But he's never in last place. And so it's like, well, if you played with him before, you know that, but people who haven't can't
Absolutely.
Tell that.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I play a lot of games that are against AI, and the value of the game on a computer is dependent on the value on how good the AI is.
Yeah.
Like, I'll play, I don't know if you guys played Titan, the old Avalon Hill game.
No.
No, I'm good. I had to run back through my memory. I'm like, nope, I'm good.
It's super 80-ish, like late 70-ish. It's very different from modern board games. But anyway, I play it all the time on the iPad, And the AI can be really stupid and do some really dumb things. The whole point of the game is
it sucks when you can see the AI intentionally make a mistake.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I never want to see that. Like, when you know, like, man, there was this super optimal thing, but because I'm set on medium.
Right.
I know that it's doing this intentionally. I hate
that. Well, then you're set too low. I mean, one of the good things about games like Tickets...
Well, that's on you, you dick.
Really, yeah, it is. Well, I mean, like...
I'm getting murdered here on this podcast.
What are the good things about, like, Tickets
I was excited, Katie. Like, I was all excited
to come
be on your...
I'm here to crush those dreams.
To crush my dreams.
But, like, Ticket to Ride, like, it's a really good game. I really enjoy it. And you have different levels of AI depending on which character you choose.
Yeah.
And I think that's really good. But, like, people, I've heard them complain. They're like, it's too easy to beat. And it's like, well, who are you playing?
Yeah.
Against. Because there are some people who get rid of all their cards in, like, 10 turns. And it's like, what do you do in 10 turns? Like, you got to learn how to do it. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I can see that. It's because it is. It's aggravating to me when I can watch the computer intentionally lose. Yeah.
Well, my only issue is when you're on the hardest level and it's still doing that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to do in those cases other than to go online and try and play with people that you don't know.
You have to. The problem is the game length gets exponentially longer.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, I've got some friends that... So, game length. So I've got some friends that play Arkham Horror.
I hate that game so much.
So
it's a fun game, but you have
like
to play
Arkham
with
Horror.
Very minimal expansion.
You have to have like 4 people to play that
Correct.
Game.
So
Correct.
What they do is they're both doctors and they work opposite shifts. So what they'll do is over the course of the entire week, they'll come home,
play their turn,
write notes for the other person, go to bed, get up, go to work. The next person comes home, reads the notes, takes their turn, writes their notes, goes away, and then on Sundays, they finish the game.
So it's basically chess by mail, but...
it's Arkham Horror by mail. All right,
we're
guys.
Moving.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
Who's
thanks
moving? Who are you taking?
Take you. Take all right,
we've got two movers at this table. So
he's
like, I'm going
to
stay.
I'll take you.
I'm taking you.
You can move me to another place, but he's...
Yeah.
I just moved with...
At this point, I don't give a shit. As long as DC's rotating so he's on every podcast, that's all I care about.
Awesome.
So it's just you and I, Trevor?
It's just you and I.
All right. This is going to be a very boring conversation.
No, totally not.
We should get subs over here, too. Oh, my God, we have the fact checker himself, Riff.
Oh, there we go. He's going to check all of our facts.
No, don't have Google in front of me.
Oh, Katie's back.
Oh.
Damn it.
You're so excited?
No, we're not excited.
Andy, I know you're excited. Trevor, I just met you, so you're indifferent. I'm understanding of that.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Oh, shit.
I don't know who you are. Hi, I'm
Katie. Uh-oh.
Hi, I'm Rinth on the forums. My name's Ben.
You're Rinth?
Yep.
Oh, very cool. I've seen your name a lot.
Yes. I have lots of free time.
I'm jealous. That's a fact. Oh, so. We have to lower the mic for Cool Kurt. He's low.
We have to drop the mic for Cool Kurt.
I have to drop the mic for Cool Kurt.
Speak higher. Louder.
Jesus.
There you go. Scream his name, baby.
That's much better.
Scream his name? And sing some kind of passionate scream? Is that what you want?
Passionate scream for Jesus.
For Jesus.
Wait, so we're trying to get both Professor Lust and
Daughter Frankenstein. Don't forget Daughter Frankenstein. Daughter Frankenstein.
He's pretending to be Daughter of Frankenstein right now.
The unicorn. Daughter Frankenstein is my...
You have to get closer to the mic.
Spirit.
Yeah.
Fillet the mic again.
Yeah, just get right up in there.
I will deep throat it.
No, you can't deep throat it because there's a mouth guard.
Well, dental dams don't stop me.
We don't have an extra headset for you, though, but I can get another mic.
That's fine. It's okay.
This looks like an extra headset.
I don't have a plug-in for it.
There's no plug-in, though.
No.
These are just
remember, he can just put them on. They don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that is true.
So he
how much
looks
have
like
you
us.
Had to drink yet?
All right, Rinth. So I'm very curious. Who are you? Tell me about yourself other than somebody who posts quite a bit on the online.
There's not much else, really.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
You play War Machine?
Poorly, but yes.
Me too. And by poorly, I mean not at all.
Yeah.
Well, wait. I play seriously and poorly at the exact same time.
Well, you're pathetic.
Iron Zeal.
Screw you, Katie.
Hey, you wish. Hey, can I trade in for Ashley?
No, you cannot trade for Ashley.
Damn.
Well, maybe you can because she's here.
All right, let me ask her. Ashley, Cool Kurt said, fuck you, and I said, can I have you instead?
I don't usually share, but I could make an exception.
And by you mean you, because he can just not be involved.
Well, you know, maybe the watching will be a little torturous for him.
Hey, can we live stream it?
Everybody likes a little nepotism. That's what that's watching is, right? Nepotism?
Pretty much.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. We're good. I like her.
I like her, too.
I know. That's why you're like, dating her. And my quotes don't act like she didn't see him.
Already more enjoyable than the last one.
I can't hear you. You have to...
Yeah, the gimmick's not working here as well as it has in the past ones.
Yeah, you got to get way closer. Yeah.
Ah.
Good suggestions.
That's what she said?
Katie?
Yeah.
All right, Katie. I've gone on other podcasts and said you are the worst human being ever.
I mean, that you've met.
Yeah, worst human being you've ever met. It's fine.
What cracks me up is, though, people don't believe you when you tell them that.
Yeah, they never do.
They never do.
And wait, can we have a story involved here? So
no, we definitely have that. I always look so happy when he says it, and they're like, oh, but you're smiling, so you must be a nice person. I was like, no, I just enjoy being terrible that much.
No, although, like, all right. I challenged Jeremy, Katie's husband, to Harry's birthday rules. I challenged him Friday night of War Machine Weekend. I challenged him tonight, Saturday night of War Machine Weekend. And that bitch backed out.
Well, he's a bitch. I don't need to tell you about that. That's not me at all.
Wait, that doesn't have anything to do with her.
You have to realize there's only one person who can wear the pants in your relationship, and in the Shay relationship, it happens to be the person who starts with a K, not with a J.
I do like skirts, though. They're very flowy.
when you follow the masculine persuasion, they're called kilts, not skirts.
No, kilts don't. They have pleats. They're not very flattering. Lust. Come on. Also, they have to be a little shorter. How else am I going to get rides?
But no. All right.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
If I'm going to challenge a man to a game and he backs out on me, I guarantee I can challenge Katie to a game right now. Katie, you want to play Harry's birthday rules?
Sure. What's that?
Yeah, fuck. See?
It's War Machine. Are you sure?
Oh, sure. You have to lend me models because I sure as fuck didn't bring any this weekend.
All right. You need 15-point mango medal. Let's go.
Hey, you just give me some of your models. I'll learn the rules.
All right. See?
He didn't tell you the most important part.
There might be involved drinking.
Oh, no. I hate drinking. So terrible.
That's adorable.
The drinking.
That sounds terrible. I don't understand your story, Kurt. Moving on. Trevor, what do you have to say today?
I don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a lame podcast.
That's true. This is a lame. We can talk about how lame it is.
That's a little boring.
Yeah, I mean.
Also, I'm a terrible storyteller, so you guys have to carry this thing. I'm really only good at bouncing off of people.
That sounded really bad, Katie.
Everything in the Shay relationship is by default bad.
Bouncing off of people?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
If Jeremy's involved. You realize the best thing about being a Shay is Katie.
I'm not really a Shay per se. No,
she is an Eric.
Just legally.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, I know your maiden name. Thumbs I stalk up. Well.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, do you have a long history of stalking?
Wait, have you seen the beard? Have you seen the beard?
He's a Gwar fan. Of course he's got a long history.
Stalking, it's much better when they don't know about it.
Okay, so you're just going to not let us know because you don't... Are you stalking somebody at the table currently? Is that...
No.
Okay, well then you can still talk.
Yeah.
This is an international podcast.
No one's going to listen. Trust me.
That's 100% true.
Yeah, this is crippled system. Nobody listens to us.
We have podcast.
We have three fans. We have three fans. It is Jeff, Sam,
and Pip.
And
don't forget Pip.
Oh, Pip. Oh,
do not forget Pip.
Holy fuck. Pip.
We are growing.
That's a 33% increase.
That's
right there.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
You're right on your way.
The UK podcast. The UK might have, the EU might have bad rules. This might be bad.
I can't understand a damn word you're saying.
The EU might have rules against this. This might be bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so I have a question. Why have I never heard about you before, Trevor? Where are you from? Let me hear it.
Where am I from? I'm from Idaho. That's why you've never heard of me.
Oh, unfortunate.
Yeah, it's a long ways away from here.
Moving on.
It's a long ways away from everything.
It's not that long away. It's about
Tennessee.
Three states.
Tennessee. Oh, you're That's, with
it's
Davis.
It's pretty far.
Hey, Kenny. Say names. Podcast people don't know
Big
who you're
states.
Looking at.
Maybe.
I'm talking to Rinth. Davis is somebody who used to be in the Chicago area who moved out to Tennessee quite recently.
Wait, Davis Messer?
I don't know his last name. He's bald.
No, he was actually from Rockford.
Whatever. He was close enough to the Madison area. He came to a lot of our events.
Yes.
And he moved out to the Tennessee area quite recently, and he increased his meta from like 3 to 6. It was pretty impressive, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You realize Chattanooga is like 9 hours from Chicago, right?
I don't know what that means.
It's the opposite way from Rockford.
I know where Rockford is.
Now imagine...
He's saying it's on the other side of Tennessee.
I don't know what Chattanooga means.
That's a city in Tennessee.
Why are we talking about Tennessee?
Yes.
But Davis lives in Tennessee now, which is
okay.
So
well, I'm sure I know him. Yes.
Everyone in Tennessee knows each other.
Right. We're all related too.
Right.
Yeah. All the inbreeding. Gotcha.
No, I know.
Yeah.
So Tennessee is like a 3 mile, like state.
Like so five top.
Five, yeah. It's
five top?
From top to bottom. It's not right. Like Illinois. Illinois is super long.
So when
nobody likes Illinois.
Tennessee's only
like
this big on a map.
You already had that conversation. Nobody likes Illinois.
You seem very intoxicated.
No, not Kurt.
Yes!
Woo! So
you guys can't see her, but she is gesticulating in the background that she
yes.
agrees with me.
I have to ask a quick question. So when on this current edition of the podcast, when did the lookout see the iceberg? Because I think we're sinking.
Oh, I've known that for a while.
I think the ship
I tried.
Is just gone right
I'm
under.
Going to
David.
Say it's probably when we had to move rooms.
Oh, yeah, pretty
so
much.
So right before we began.
And a cool Kurt sat down, and then it was like, well, this is over.
Well, considering Coolgard has an erection with the strength of granite, it's legit.
What?
Why not? That's...
I don't understand what's going on.
You have been you guys cast functional 36, I think. When he
the letters he wrote to
letter.
You.
45 was the first one.
45. Coolgard, his erection can achieve the countertops of granite.
Those scratch easily.
I compare granite with my dick.
Wow. This is a really good podcast. I'm glad I'm sitting here at the moment.
Callback.
It really needs
our
video.
Sign of professional podcasting.
Oh my gosh. I just saw the wave high five.
Yeah.
The flicky fingers thing.
We took like no effort to actually do a high five. We just like ended midway through table.
Our arms are short.
Yep.
These are quite wide.
Katie, you read the letter.
Yeah, that Stu wrote. I read the letter that Stu wrote and then you signed. And by signed, I mean we're not aware of.
Yeah, no, I had no idea what was going on.
That's why this podcast is such a dub.
But
by dub, I mean flub.
Much like
it's terrible.
John, we're all about professional podcasting here on Crippled System.
Well, no. normally that's not true, but then I listened to this. And I was like, maybe we're up a notch.
No, this is one of the obviously more professional podcasts around here.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know how much you've moved around in this room.
Not much. I moved from there to here.
It's frightening.
Is it?
Yes.
We got headphones.
The best setup.
That's already a huge step above most.
Seriously, Ben. So how?
Chili, knock it the fuck off.
How are we the most professional podcast? Have you been listening to us for the past 10 minutes?
Yes, I have. I've also been working my way down this line.
Obviously, we have not tried well enough, tried hard enough, because we're supposed to be the worst.
One podcast.
Well, I think we succeeded.
Woo! Mic stands and all this other things. None of the others do.
Oh my god! I learned today that Muse on Minis holds their microphone, and I don't know how they play Candy Crush while they're holding their microphone. It's very confusing to me. And I asked Keith multiple times, and he was just like, oh, I don't know, it's just I can lean back and like a dude. I don't know and understand that.
Candy Crush. Bad game.
It's a good game.
It's a good game.
Play Clash of Clans. Way better.
I do play Clash of Clans.
Okay,
no,
so.
You quit.
No, I'm on.
So is this an iPhone
clan.
App back, podcast now?
Yeah, apparently. I've never played any of these
I'm
games.
I'm on your clan.
Smart. Very smart.
By the way, this is all. Trevor, do you even have a smartphone?
Yes, I have a smartphone. It's right in my pocket. Watch.
Doesn't everyone have a smartphone?
It even has a Nintendo back on it.
Play Clash of Clans with the rest of us.
No.
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 You do this.
No. I got other things I have to do. Don't you know that I'm the busiest man in War Machine?
No.
Yeah, he's too busy laying down new groundwork for his goddom.
Yeah. Well, that would have been true if he had won.
Try to be the best Legion player ever.
I'm not even talking about playing the game. I'm talking about all the other shit I do.
Like
do you know he has a podcast?
Yeah, I did not know that.
Podcast.
Wait. Real life.
My favorite.
What?
You're on a podcast?
I am.
What's that name?
I don't know.
He doesn't associate with this snafu.
Right. He can't associate this with his brand.
They look like they're having way more fun over there. Can I go over there?
Yes.
Next time Rinth moves, Rinth will go.
Wait, can I get paid to haunt somebody or molest somebody on this podcast?
Your name isn't Scott Ray, so no.
What? What did I miss?
Last two podcasts I've been paid to do things not happy to someone else.
Not necessarily sexual.
I have no clue what we're talking about at this point.
On the past two podcasts, the other hosts have paid him either money or booze to go harass someone in another podcast.
And my point was that we at the War Machine culture are all about consent. You must say yes before anything Kurt does to you.
No, I was there. There was no yes. It was done without consent.
I said yes. Did that happen?
You just didn't see it in their eyes.
Wait, there's an open microphone.
Thank God.
Hey, what's happening here? Why did Katie leave the microphone open?
She thought it looked fun down the street.
Put this in your mouth.
Oh, man, that always ends well. What are we talking about over here, guys? I ruined the Learn to War Game podcast by introducing the whole Bailey J. Buck Angel thing.
The what?
I've ruined two podcasts by molesting people. You can't do worse.
Hey, did Chili
as much
actually...
As I emphasize a consent culture in War Machine, Kurt always seems to ruin it.
Chili wandered off.
Oh, I asked Chili
probably
to go
for
find
the
Hollywood for us.
Put the bottle in your mouth. No, wrong end.
That's what she said. Open it and, all right.
And so partake.
It's okay.
And?
Hey, look, that one's terrible.
It's no Cobra Kai.
Try this one. It's better.
I've had that one. You just gave that to me one like an hour ago. It's good stuff.
He's been drinking a lot of it, so he's forgotten that.
Wait, I've been drinking?
This is Springfield we're talking about, right? Yes. This is cool, Kurt.
Kurt, what has happened to you? How drunk are you, Kurt?
On a scale of 1 to what?
You're off whatever scale I picked. It doesn't matter what top number I put. You were 7 higher.
Yep. Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
He is at 106 right now.
Good Lord.
I haven't had moonshine, and I blame everyone for that.
Fun trivia, I have that exact same Cowboy Bebop t-shirt.
Spike Spiegel is so hot, right?
Yeah. I am less sexually attracted to Spike Spiegel than you probably are, given that I'm mostly heterosexual, but he is a good-looking cartoon man.
Hey, and for a callback, it's because Ashley's fucking amazing.
Ash?
Ashley.
Ashley? Are you Ashley? Have I met you, Ashley?
You have met her unofficially.
I've unofficially met Ashley. How do I unofficially meet somebody?
No, I think you've officially met her. I think you've officially met her now.
I wasn't given a name tag.
Podcasts are official. Podcast official is the new Facebook official.
Okay. I love how sad Andy looks at the drunken people on his podcast rambling about nothingness. And he's just like, good God, I never thought Crippled System could be worse than it is by default. But it's reached it.
It has reached a new high.
So who is Ashley? Who are you, Ashley? Tell me about yourself.
I need a whole new podcast on Kurt's Love Life because this...
Are you a member of Kurt's Love Life?
I am currently in the early stages of Kurtness.
Of Kurtness.
What a lucky, magical, magical time to be. Do you also live in Springfield?
He does.
Is that what he told you?
She's, in fact, a cousin of Marge Simpson.
That Springfield. Springfield, Illinois, which is where Cool Kurt is from.
Oh, don't say Springfield, Illinois.
Cool Kurt's from Springfield. Everyone knows that Cool Kurt is from Springfield. Anything else you hear is a lie.
Fuck yourself. Fuck all of yourself.
So,
no.
Well, from my knowledge, he is from here in St. Louis.
That's right.
A lie.
Well, yeah. No, it's that whole cover story thing.
Yeah, I think he just likes to bounce between the two. I don't know.
So, you've got a Cowboy Bebop t-shirt, and Cool Kurt I've known for years, so I can tell you right now, you're too good for him.
I've been told that several times this weekend.
Cool Kurt's a great guy and all, but he's also an intolerable douche nozzle. Kurt, I'm sure you'll agree.
You know what makes him a douche nozzle?
What the fuck?
Kurt.
I want to bet I want to win best sport.
Tell him what I got you for your birthday.
Oh. All right. My birthday is Monday. All right. It's Saturday night right now.
He was feeling a little sad after the tournament.
Is this a sex thing?
No. She got
Oh, then I don't care.
He hasn't committed yet.
If you're not going to talk about sex. Oh, also on a side note. Move! Time to move!
Hey. We don't give two fucks about that right now.
No. Somebody's... Who's movers?
I'm
right
a mover.
Here. We got two movers. Off you guys go, I guess.
I'm going to go down that way.
Yeah, go somewhere you haven't been, Trevor. The order got all fucked by an Irishman.
Yeah, I did.
All right, but Nathan, seriously.
Oh, you're staying? What a joy.
He didn't pick me, so fuck yourself.
If he stays, I stay.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Just shut off their mic, Andy. No, Ashley, tell me more about what you got him. You were telling us about his birthday?
I'm going to have to let Kurt tell you.
Okay, Kurt, tell us about your birthday present.
She ended up picking me cereal.
Cereal? Like Booberry?
No, like Zuriel the model.
Oh, Zuriel. I heard cereal, like breakfast cereal, because of your drunken slurring.
She had no idea. She's like, I'm going to pick up this model. So she ended up picking me a model, iconic exclusive model, as a birthday present.
So, nice. Last I checked, you don't play Legion, though.
I do play Legion.
Do you?
Occasionally. Yeah.
Andy, what are you doing? Andy's just like... Oh, he doesn't even have a microphone anymore. He gave it to Ashley. And he's off of his own podcast at this point because Kurt's girlfriend's told... No, that's okay, Ashley. It's okay.
Ashley is actually almost as good as Katie.
I like Ashley. She seems good people. I also like that her name's Ashley because it makes me think of Hey, Ash, What You Playing, which is a great web video series. Goodbye, Andy. And he's going to go get more alcohol.
Eddie, I got you.
From his own podcast.
Eddie, I got you.
Kilo Kai.
I will be so happy when that Kilo Kai bottle is gone.
Andy.
No idea.
Andy, put the Kilo Kai
Yeah, but he'll pass
mouth.
Out by then.
All right, Kurt, give me some Kilo Kai. Go ahead, pass it over.
Oh, dude, it's fantastic.
I know it is. I'm just taking it away from you.
Best rum I've ever had.
No, I'm gonna drink water that is alcohol flavored.
That's well. I brought a whole case of the champagne of beers to the podcast to Palooza so that people could partake.
What was that? And it looks like it's gone.
Did you just ask? What is the champagne of beers? Excuse you.
It's Miller Lite.
Miller Lite, you son of a bitch.
High Life.
Get your what terrible beers shit? Right.
High Life has actually that trademark.
No.
Hey.
High Life is the best of the bad American beers.
Captain's go down with their shit. He needs to get back on.
All right. Somebody needs to get up.
Or not. All whatever.
Right. No. What were we talking about before I got here? No, Ashley, you're staying on here. No, kick off Lust or Kurt. Lust and Kurt are functionally useless right now. Yeah. No, we're trading Lust in for...
I'll interpret for Kurt.
Ashley's a permanent member of the podcast now. So how did you meet the cool Kurt?
We actually work in the same trade. We're both electricians.
Oh, nice.
IBEW Local 1.
Nice. We have a good friend of ours, Jim, who's an electrician.
Now, don't go too far by saying he's my friend.
Okay. Who horribly broke his leg by dropping a toolbox on it.
His foot was the wrong direction for a while.
Yes.
Ouch.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
He'll never listen to this, but yeah, his foot went in a completely different direction than what he was walking. He was
funny
walking
story.
Forward, dropped the toolbox on his leg, and then he went that way.
His leg was like, can I go back this direction?
Yeah.
And his body was like, no, we're going this direction. And they had a disagreement.
Yep. You know, happens during a disagreement? Breakage.
Well, at this time, Kurt is intact. He has all 10 fingers and 10 toes. So I think we're
there are
okay
other
so
parts.
Far.
Wait, you're supposed to have 10 toes?
Yeah.
What the
ten
fuck?
Toes. 10 toes.
10?
Yeah.
What do you do with the extra 3?
Well, you know.
You watch RoboCop.
What? That didn't even make sense in a segue, you drunken imbecile.
How dry? Hey, ask him about Iron Zeal.
No, I'm gonna
it's
need
a good
beer.
Thing you're so beautiful because you're not getting by on your brains, Kurt.
Hey, fuck you and Iron Zeal.
Oh, Iron Kurt, Zeal. Tag in Flanzer. We're going to have some Flanzer time here.
Flanzer.
Yeah, again, you'll need a whole nother podcast for Kurt's love life.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, Ashley, you're not out.
Jason.
You are an upgrade from Kurt. Kurt's not sitting down. We're sticking with the Ashley.
I don't know
Kurt's
if I can
pretty
keep
sloppy.
You guys.
Jason, thank
Ashley,
you so
talk to
much.
Flanzer.
Oh, wow. Sorry. Hey guys.
Hey.
Thank you so much for filling in.
Dude, this is my pleasure. This is wonderful. This is a very beautiful thing, all the podcasts.
This is the first time you've been on our Crippled System podcast.
It is. You know, I actually like Crippled Systems.
Really?
It's actually my favorite podcast that I listen to.
I appreciate that.
It's the only one on the Muse Network I listen to.
Nope.
Good call. Just saying.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'll say it out loud.
Is that the only one that'll allow you to download?
I don't know. Thank you.
That's not true. John and me have been buddy-buddy in the vendor room all weekend.
It's
my boy.
It's surreal, given how like useless and shitty our podcast is, to realize there's people out there. Like, people at the convention game coming up and talking about how they love it, and people told me they've almost died from laughing so hard. Like, while driving their car, they almost drove off the highway. I've done autographs this weekend.
Yeah,
like, it's crazy. Yeah, I've done autographs. I've done autographs at the last three more at the last three War Machine weekends.
No one asked for mine.
Like, serious autographs or hipster ironic bullshit autographs?
I don't know. They had me autograph their Minion book. They're like, which book do you want to autograph, Minion or Convergence? And I autographed both.
What am I doing?
I autographed their Arcadius page and their Iron Mother page.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And last year, somebody had me autograph their Gudrun card, ironically. That was ironic.
Okay.
Fucking Gudrun. But, Ashley, tell us one of your hobbies, and we'll talk about it so you're included.
It's absolutely unrelated to this.
That's fine.
This
doesn't matter.
You like anime.
I do. Absolutely love Studio Ghibli.
I think
that is freaking amazing.
Prince and Mononoke anniversary was last year. It finally came out on Blu-ray in America.
They did, and it must have got in Kurt's head somehow because he's got.
Kurt! You could say.
Just say you don't have any idea of your microphone.
I don't know the name of it, but he's got the. it's got the wolf head on it. It's the wolf skin that goes down the back like a cape.
Sure.
Are we still talking about movies?
No, well, it might be the Skinwalkers.
This is one of Kurt's figures, yeah, possibly.
Probably the Skinwalkers.
Okay.
You know, I've only been exposed to the whole, you know, War Machine community in the last month. So I'm catching up. Catch me again next year. I'll actually know names of things.
But you got some sweet hearts. You got some sweet plastic hearts.
Well, first of all, but the one I'm talking about, he did the cloak as the Princess Mononoke cloak. It reminds me of it every time. But yes, I did get some fantastic hearts from offering a breakfast sandwich that was later rejected.
I don't eat eggs. It's not my thing.
Right.
Eggs are weird.
For years, I would go to McDonald's and I would get a sausage egg McMuffin meal, and I would throw away the egg. And then one time, I found out that if you just order it without the egg, it's like a buck and a half cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, I had been paying an extra buck and a half for the privilege of throwing an egg away.
Sausage McMuffin is what they call that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So clever.
I didn't know that.
I just like the McGriddles, but just the griddles. That's what I eat.
Also, fun trivia, Princess Mononoke is one of the only movies I know where a character changes gender in the different localizations.
Huh.
Because there's a wolf that's a man in the Japanese version, and it's a woman in the American version.
But without a good shot of its unit, you really can't tell.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
That's a perfect segue for me to bring up transsexual pornography onto this podcast.
Okay, let's go. Awesome. Working into anime, and it's the same thing.
That's true.
There are no rules when it comes to anime. I figured that out.
I did see an anime music video set to Dude Looks Like a Lady, where it just had clips from a whole bunch of movies
fantastic.
That is Cool Kurt's nipple.
Jesus.
Interesting
note, though.
Between us?
I did have a very good friend of mine show Legend of the Overfiend to his family on Easter.
Nice.
He popped it in. He was like, hey, there's this thing called anime. It's really cool.
The Birth of Our Lord.
Yeah. And
my Lord, but someone else's Lord.
Legend of the Overfiend. If you haven't seen it, go rent it.
Your Suginoji technically is about the birth of a god.
Yep.
Just with a lot more demon sex than Easter usually has.
Well, we don't know the true story. We weren't there. There could be tons of demon sex.
For all we know, Easter was all about the demon sex.
Yeah, his grandma was there watching it as well.
Well, right, there's bunnies that are laying eggs. Of course there's demon sex. That's right by the Jewish holiday Purim, which is literally the holiday where Jews have sex and drink wine. That is what the holiday is for.
I wish I was a Jew because Judaism seems really fucking
awesome.
It's
a lot of fun.
It seems awesome. I'm very jealous that I'm not Jewish.
I just feel like I grew up in a really diverse environment because, like, I also had a female rabbi. Like, to have a like, female, you know, religious figure, it's kind of weird. Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of weird. It's kind of different. You usually see, like, the priests, and they're all in their garb.
Like Mother Teresa.
This was, like, a 37-year-old female rabbi who, like, I don't know, she wore Chuck Taylors. That's all I know about her. Really.
I work in a print shop, and we recently had a coincidentally female rabbi come in for a print job to have us print and bind a whole bunch of books.
Yep.
And with Jewish knowledge, you might know something unique about Jewish books versus English books, which is that
they're left to right.
They're bound on the right hand side because you read them quote unquote backwards. So I had my workers.
It was first. I'd say it's forwards, probably.
That's why I did quote unquote. I had my workers working on it, and every 20 minutes or so, I'd just hear, "God damn it!" And they'd have to throw away a book because they bound it on the left hand side out of habit. Like one out of five books, they just ruined it because they're so used to binding on the left.
There you go.
That's my story.
It was certainly a story.
That was my story. I'm done. Looking at me doesn't make the story start over.
We're done with the dead air.
So the hearts that I additionally received, you know, I got the little hearts, which were really neat, and he was telling me about this game called Love Letter.
Which is fucking awesome.
Which is amazing.
He has made these puzzle pieces that, there's four of them, that fit into
a big heart.
Yeah,
we got like the heart containers from Zelda, kind of.
Right.
And they have little puzzle pieces to put in for Love Letter instead of little meat cubes. We call them meat cubes because they're meat colored. Are they not like raw steak colored in Love Letter? You know what I'm talking about?
I guess
they kind
of
are. It's like a burgundy-ish.
Yeah.
Call them meat cubes. So no more meat cubes.
I had never said it previously, but now I'm just going to talk about how the goal of the game is to get the princesses pink.
That's fair. Yeah. It's a good game.
It is a great game. Have you played it, Ashley, or did you just get the heart puzzle?
I have not. He actually stopped explaining it to me after he got done describing what all the different numbers do because they were closing the
shop.
It
was a cliffhanger.
And I was kicked out.
That's a classic tactic. I think they also told you to get the hell out of the vendor hall.
They did. They said, we're closing, get the hell out so we can drink.
Speaking of the vendor hall, Colin was pointing out to me how incredibly easy it is to get in the vendor hall. When we were setting up for this recording, they had left some of their equipment in there. So he just went to the front desk and he's like, hey, I left some stuff in the vendor hall. And they just let him in. And he was wandering around behind the tables where all the stuff is for sale. He could have robbed every store blind.
Good thing he didn't, I guess. Hopefully.
But they didn't check his credentials. They didn't know that he had shit in there. He's just like, could you open that door where the thousands of dollars of merchandise is unsecured? And they're like, okay, sure. Again, my story's over.
Your story's over. We
you
don't
need
have
to give us a lead into the next one. Yeah, he needs a transition.
We need a good
definitely.
Transition.
Ben, you got
is that, is that my being looked at?
I was in the elevator, and a guy told me that he had pissed his pants.
Had he pissed his pants, or was he just telling you
I
that
I did
to
not
me?
Bother looking.
Did you confirm with, like, touch or sense, any sensory
I,
reaction to the
I
urine?
I refused to. But on his way out, he was like, that's what happens when you drink two bottles of wine in an hour.
God.
To be fair, that is.
That's not just an observation. That's just a fact.
And segue.
There's so I have a so I do a Nut Runner podcast called Corp Draw, and like I've just we do these like little pack reviews about stuff, and it's a lot of fun, and I just come up with the stupidest and cheesiest segues. So now I just kind of sit back and let people do their own segues because I'm done.
I was watching you and Tom Guan play Nut Runner out there, and I had no idea what the fuck was going on. True story.
I was a corporation, like, and he was a greasy rat.
You were
to
playing
get
your
it.
Cards face down, and you had little plastic rectangles of different colors you were slapping around.
Yeah, that's how it works.
It was exciting.
It is exciting. It's cool because, you, like you said, there are cards face down. There's a ton of stuff you don't know. So it's a game of, you know, misinformation and trying to gather information while also trying to be safe and you know, try to achieve your accomplishments.
It seems like a game that you could blatantly cheat at, though.
How? If you put the card down, you can't like you can't do like a little shell game with the card.
Like last year, I saw Beanish playing it, and like he was the corporation.
Whoa! We're talking about Beanish playing it.
Well, like somebody was doing action, and he was literally like holding the card. Like he would pull a card up and show it to the guy,
yep.
And then the guy would just say, "Yeah, okay, this thing happens." He's like, "Okay," and he would just discard it. How was he verifying the person wasn't lying?
Well, at that point, you get to reveal. So, like, those cards. So, essentially, he's, like, looking into the corporation's, like, essentially the files in the corporation.
Like, I think he was looking at the top of the deck.
Correct. He shows you. And if it's an agenda, that's the point of the game is to steal them. He will take it. And then once you take it, obviously, it shows that's agenda. Other cards, it says, reveal this card and X happens. So that's what he did. I guess he revealed it. When he discards it, he doesn't discard it face down. He discards it face up.
So why was he, like, secretly just showing it to the guy
because
and just flipping it?
Because you're not the corporation's not supposed to know that you're looking around in there, if that makes sense. It's like I'm a hacker. I'm trying to get into your files, and you don't necessarily
know. But you just told me that as a player, the corporation player immediately knows what the what the card was.
Not necessarily. Especially, I mean, like sometimes, like generally, you look at the top card, and then you put it back down, and then once they're done with their turn, you draw it, right? But sometimes they look like four cards deep. Like there's ways to access more cards.
Yeah.
And then I won't see that card for like four turns.
Oh, I thought you said that it got discarded or taken immediately.
Some of them have an effect that's like, reveal this and something happens.
But they don't all.
They don't all, no.
Wait a minute, I just saw this game. I'm really excited because I'm learning new games, you know, with many different people here playing their technique.
Kurt just plays War Machine and Gummy Bears.
I know, that's why I came here, because I needed
Rummy
a little bit more
Rummy
than that, you know.
Rummy Bears.
Rummy Bears a lot.
He's
and vodka. We did have vodka bears.
I think he, actually, after going to WTC, I think he is now the world champion of gummy bears.
Good, that's the award he's looking for.
Last year, I went
out for a 5-pound gummy bear.
Last year, I went out for breakfast like Saturday morning after Friday people had been destroyed by his vodka bears.
God.
But Saturday morning, I just went out for breakfast, stopped at a gas station, and I just wanted gummy bears, like normal gummy bears, so I just bought a bag of gummy bears.
They taste like alcohol in your mouth.
No, they didn't, because I hadn't eaten any of his gummy bears, so I just had normal gummy bears. But the point is I'm just eating a bag of gummy bears, and I'm a generous guy. I would walk up to people, I'm like, would you like some gummy bears? And they'd reach for them, and then they'd pause in terror, and they'd glare at me. And I'd be like, no, these ones are clean. And they'd be like, oh, thank God. And then they'd eat some gummy bears and nurse their hangover.
We definitely did not have clean gummy bears this year. We did also have gummy dicks mixed in, left over from an extra party.
I love a gummy
favor.
Dick.
And yeah, it was a big hit.
You don't want the dick to be gummy.
We did have quite the visual of how one would eat a gummy dick. There were various, there were various differences, and
I'm just not very attractive, so they're very rarely hard. They're just usually gummy-like.
You are an.
They were very
man.
Swollen, thank of course, with the alcohol, but they did. You could still see the little veins on them. It was.
Now's the good time for the segue.
If you're gummy dick,
the segue will be now.
If sorry.
Shout out to the candy the novelty candy manufacturers out there. If your gummy peni actually have veins on them. Calm down. You're a little too realistic.
I like the dick pasta, like the penis pasta. We had some of that. Just shoveling in like white covered pasta. It looks like dicks in your mouth.
So Alfredo sauce?
So you want it as an
Alfredo
entree? Sauce.
Eddie pasta?
Yeah. You can also like a little bit of marinara because sometimes that happens. If it gets cut.
What? You need to see a doctor if you see marinara.
I did not push that far. I just want to be clear.
You were the one that brought it up.
I literally brought it up. About issues of color, so.
Oh, so now it's race. Now it's a race thing.
Oh, my God. No.
What color dicks are okay, Ashley? Go ahead.
As they say, anything that bleeds for a week and doesn't die, don't trust it.
Whose dick bleeds for a week?
I think she's talking about females.
We're talking about the red
you're
on the pasta.
Talking about females with
I
dicks?
Would hope that'd be the only way it got on there.
Wait, you're talking about female pasta that has dicks and menstruates.
No, he said dick pasta.
So let me tell you why I like crippled systems, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
That's
wait,
really it.
I don't know why anybody would.
No, I'll tell you why. One, because there's some intelligent board game talk mixed in with the thing. Because you guys are board gamers.
Oh, yeah. There's
board gaming that goes on. And I like board games. So I find them, because the thing about a miniatures game, like obviously it's all contained in this world. And sure, there's a freaking huge rule book and stuff. But at the end of the day, it's the same thing over and over again. We just kind of try to change it up. Board games, there's so many different board games, so many different experiences. It's really cool. And so I like it when I see other people see their reactions to a game. And that's why I like listening to you guys. And also, obviously, the penis pasta talk and things of the like.
That's really all I have to bring is the dirty comments and Kurt's
we try. I don't know if you've heard this, Flanzer, but what I like to describe our podcast as and why it's different than other podcasts, all the other podcasts are people talking War Machine. Our podcast is War Machine people talking.
I would wear a Cripple System shirt that said that as the tagline.
After a tournament, you and your buddies all go out to a bar or a restaurant and you have dinner and you talk and you shoot the shit. And sometimes you'll talk about Kaya and whether her feet's good against Scorn. And sometimes you'll talk about a movie you saw. And sometimes you'll talk about dick-shaped pasta. And, you know, that's what this is. Like Eddie said, originally we would all just go to Denny's every single week after War Machine night, and we would just have these conversations for 3 hours, and we're like, why don't we just record this shit?
Yep.
And then little did you know that people would listen.
Like on purpose, people listen.
Yeah, it's
not an accident.
People forcibly download to their devices and listen to us. I don't understand.
But it's all important. Like without all these extra, you know, tidbits of information and side events and... You know, it wouldn't be War Machine Weekend, I think.
It's true.
Even though this is my first one.
this wouldn't be War Machine. I actually don't know what War Machine is, but I guarantee you it would not be it.
Yeah, I think all of these things together make War Machine Weekend.
I think there's a small Asian boy stealing my stuff outside, so I'm going to go check out.
That's fine. My beeper just beeped telling me it's the end of the podcast Palooza anyway, so you have good timing.
Goodbye, people.
Goodbye.
All right, thanks a lot.